Coming to you live from my hotel room in Reno, Nevada, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who only cries until he gets a cup of coffee. I am Rob Cesarino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. And here we are getting ready to talk about what happened last night or Wednesday night, depending on when you're listening to this, in episode number 6 of Survivor Ghost Island after the second swap. And we're going to be talking with a longtime friend today. Johnny Fairplay is calling in. He texted me. He said, hey, am I getting a podcast this season? I said, okay, let's do it. So here we are recording this on just right after the exit interview here on Thursday morning. Going to get into everything with Fairplay. Had a great time last night on the Know-It-Alls here in Reno. Myself, Adam Klein, Ben Dreebergen, Coach Tyson was playing poker for most of the show, came in at the end, had a lot of fun at the after party here. They have a big karaoke party for everybody that comes out for the Know-It-Alls here at Run It Up Reno. So that was very fun last night. Be sure to check out. We did the video as well up on robswebsite.com. Check that out. I also spoke with James this morning and then had the This Week in Survivor History quiz. But then when I get back to the studio, I'm going to be speaking with PG Law. So make sure you get your feedback questions in. Don't wait around. We push the feedback show later on in the week so you guys have more time to send your questions in. Get them in. robswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Before we get to Johnny Fairplay, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are friends over at Microsoft, who make Microsoft Teams. Support for this podcast comes from Microsoft Teams, available in Office 365. Microsoft Teams is a digital workspace where teams can create, collaborate, and communicate authentically, just like they would in the real world. When there's so much to look after, wouldn't it be great if there was just one place to look? I know collaborating with others over the internet, doing a podcast, can be very difficult, that there's files everywhere. Hey, where's that Bradley sound clip? Microsoft Teams makes communicating with your team so much easier because you have one single workspace where you can work, share, and connect with the people in your work life. Teams brings together your chats, your meetings, your files, and your apps all in one place. Take teamwork where you work with apps for mobile and for desktop. So whether you're sprinting towards a deadline or sharing your next big idea, Teams can help you and your team achieve even more. You knew you were going to need some help communicating with your team. Check out Microsoft Teams in Office 365. Go to office.com/teams to learn even more. All right, everybody. I'm very excited to bring in our guest today for this week's Survivor Conversation. It's been over 8 years since I first had this man here with us on the podcast to talk about episode number 6, the great Survivor Hall of Famer and podcast host, Johnny Fairplay. Johnny, how are you?
I also sell t-shirts according to Reddit.
Yes. So. Yes. Well, yes. Not just according to Reddit. According to you, you sell t-shirts.
I do, but I'm not allowed to really mention them or people get mad on Reddit.
Yes. So
they are available.
I love it. Let's do all t-shirts today. Let's call this podcast T-Shirt Talk.
I love it.
Yes.
I got a blue one.
Yes.
A green one.
Yes. Okay. When are we coming out with the t-shirt with my face on it?
I would love to do a Robsy t-shirt.
Yes.
We have to brainstorm this. I have the Libby t-shirt was supposed to drop today, but it's the guy that uploads the shirts is out until Monday. So we have a don't trust the cute blonde shirt drops Monday.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that. It's Libby with the halo. So she's cute, man.
All right. Well, look, don't get us in trouble already. We're only like a minute into this.
Let's not talk to you.
Okay. So, all right.
But JohnnyFairplay.com is where you can find them if you're lucky.
All right. So Johnny Fairplay, I was thinking about this yesterday. Do you know that it has been a longer period of time from the first podcast we did on RHAP together? This I looked it up. This was back on February 26, 2010. More time has passed since that podcast than time had passed from when you played in Survivor of Pearl Islands until that podcast.
Wow. That's a long time. I mean, what did I do last time? The voicemail show?
Yeah, we did the voicemails. Yeah, Friday
that
night.
That doesn't count.
Yes, that was that counts. That counts.
Oh, well, I mean, so wouldn't you go from 2010 to that podcast?
Well, I'm talking about today. Today to that first podcast we did on RHAP, that's been 8 years, and it was less than 8 years from when you played in Pearl Islands when we did that podcast.
Okay, fair enough. That's cool. I'm digging it.
Yeah, don't confuse it by bringing up last year.
Well, I mean, Survivor Triple H. I'm doing a Survivor Triple H t-shirt. Never forget. Too soon?
So, Johnny Fairplay, what a twist. Life is so funny sometimes. So here we are. It's 2018, and we both are Survivor podcasters, and I am sitting here hungover in a hotel room in Reno, and here you are, sober as anything.
Yeah. I'm drinking a sparkling seltzer lemon flavored water
LaCroix?
With 0 calories.
LaCroix sparkling water?
No, we have a Lidl. Okay. Well, no, I've had it. They're good. We have a Lidl grocery store. It's like they're German owned, and I just went with their house brand.
Okay.
So on the sparkling water, I'm not too finicky.
Okay.
So on other stuff, I do have a good drink story for you. I haven't even shared this on my podcast, but I feel I wanted to save you because every week on Survival of the Fairest, we talk Survivor, me and Matt Kuhn, and so I wanted to save something special that I I could just say the same stuff. I don't want to do that. This is you're the pod father of Survivor podcasts, so I wanted to bring you something special. So Wendell on this season of Survivor, him and his brother Joey, both awesome, love them to death. They're from Philly. They went down to Atlanta to visit some people. They were on their way back. They stopped. I made them oyster stew and grilled some shrimp, and they hung out with the family. It was a really awesome time. But when they first got here, I was like, hey, are you guys thirsty? And they're like, Fairplay, we really wanted to bring you some beer, but we listened to your podcast, and we know that you stopped drinking. And, we weren't sure if that was a shoot or a work, but we didn't bring you beer. And I don't, it's fine. I was like, however, I was like in the fridge, I had a party a few weeks ago. I was like, I think there was like a double IPA, an IPA in there. I have seltzer water. I have Dr. Pepper. I have grape soda. And they both looked at each other and they looked and smiled, looked back and they go, you got a great drink. And I said, yes, I have a great drink. They go, you know, we like the grape drink, right? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I didn't get this special for you. I, too, like the grape drink.
Yes, it's very delicious. Very delicious.
It is. By my, no one here, I'm the only, I have a 10-year-old daughter, Rob C., that does not appreciate grape drink.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's not her generation.
Guess not. She likes the orange drink, but not the grape drink.
Okay. So many different flavors of drinks that are out there. Johnny.
Yeah, but Wendell's cool. I'm very excited to have met. Like, I did mention this on my podcast last night. Like, Wendell doesn't look as big as some of these other survivors. Like, I mean, there are some huge studs on the season. Wendell is a mountain of a man. I mean, like, he's not thick, but he is a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there must just be giants on this season.
Yeah. Well, everybody on Survivor looks big, but you're saying he actually is big.
Yes, and he does not look as big as some of these other people.
Because sometimes you meet the survivors and then they're tiny.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Rupert's, 5'10"?
Yeah, okay. So maybe...
Well, he is. I mean, I'm 5'8". Mm-hmm. What are you? You're 4'11"?
Yeah, I think 4'10". 4'10".
4'10".
Yes.
With the hair. Okay.
All right, so... Let's talk about Survivor. So you're podcasting away. Are you enjoying Ghost Island?
Much more than Hustlers, Heroes, and Healers.
Yes.
Or whatever order that was supposed to be in. That was not a good season.
Well, what was your big problem with last season?
I don't think they had a ton of personalities. I like more over-the-top characters. I mean, I hate Bradley this season, mm-hmm. but I'm glad he's there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to watch a show with someone that I hate. I mean, I hated Jomina, too. Don't get me wrong, but Jomina just sucks.
Well, I disagree with you on the personalities. I really like the cast last season. If you were going to say like, I didn't like the ending,
What is it really?
Yeah, they got more
business for them.
Yeah, but anyway, all right. So here we are. It's Ghost Island, and we had a tribe swap again. And I was following along on social media last night. You were saying that that there's too many tribe swaps. You don't like it.
I didn't say that on social media.
Where'd you say that?
I don't think I said it.
Okay. So you like all the tribe swaps.
I mean, I don't mind. I mean, in my head, I like to say, oh, they're just.
You
doing
didn't say that there should only be one tribe swap in a season. Why do I think that about you?
I might have said that.
Yes.
Okay, but I mean, but there's the inner part of me that says they're only doing this to save so and so, or they'll tell you until they're blue in the face that look, that before the season started, we said we're going to do this tribe swap here. We're going to the fact that there is a new tribe buff does tell me that they probably had this plan prior. So yeah. I like to argue and just be, I don't know, back in my day.
Well, why are you always trying to come up with conspiracy theories on Survivor? Like literally nobody is saying like, oh, the fix is in. They went to three tribes because they're trying to save somebody.
There's people saying that.
Lunatics.
I think Biggie said last week.
I mean, they've done multiple.
Are you just giving Biggie's opinion?
Multiple swaps.
Opinions. You're disputing of her. Sorry.
They've done multiple swaps over these seasons with 20 players. That they did it in Game Changers. They did it in Survivor Second Chances. So there's precedent.
So it does open the door to such opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. So we have these three new tribes, and it was
All right. So what do you think on Survivor when they go to Ghost Island?
Yeah.
Which was completely forgotten last night. They have to break the thing in order. Do you think there is possibly manipulation there?
Well, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that they put the note in based on the person coming. You know, it's like Donathan. Donathan never had toys or anything. They're like, hey, he doesn't need this.
So why would they save Stephanie last week?
Because they wasted on Kellen. They're like, look, if we give it to Kellen, she'll destroy herself thinking about it. Won't even use it. That would be good TV. So they wasted it on her knowing that she wouldn't do anything.
What? So you're saying they gave it to Kellen because they knew she wasn't going to use it?
I think so.
Well,
I think that's what her character would do.
I don't know where you're coming up with this stuff. I mean, you.
Why are you so combative?
Yeah.
Why can't my theory be okay too?
Because yours is a conspiracy theory.
All right, thermite paint, Rob. See, thermite paint in the Empire State Building.
Yeah. So,
by Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's so much better when you have to say who it is.
All right. So, Ghost Island, that you feel like that they got away from it last night. Now, were you missing Ghost Island? Because I feel like you're saying that you don't even like it.
Well, I would like it to be good once.
Yeah, I will agree that I think it's been a bust in terms of I really feel like that talking with people, people like that they brought back the old items from the other season. People seem to like that. But two of them were found just on the beach. So Ghost Island really has not paid a lot of dividends so far.
No. Jacob, he really brought Ghost Island home.
Yes, so. He cursed Ghost Island? Is that what you're saying?
He cursed that shirt I sell of his. I'll say, I haven't sold one Jacob t-shirt, Robsy.
You don't say. The Jacob Derwin t-shirt isn't flying off the shelves?
Friends and family are not even.
What does it say? What does it say on it?
Will Jacob survive? And he looks like Nacho Libre.
Yeah. So it's the shirt says, "Will Jacob survive?" And then he got voted out in the first episode. And people aren't retroactively buying that shirt.
You know, no, absolutely not. I should have done a Malolo Greatest Tribe Ever shirt. That's right.
Hey, what's stopping you?
Nothing. I have a T-shirt company. I make T-shirts. That's what I do. Yeah. According to Reddit.
So.
Do you like the Reddit, Rob?
See, I love it.
Even if you didn't, you wouldn't say it because you're scared of what they'd say about you.
That's a fair point, but I do. I check it out every day. And
I like Reddit.
And I like to see what's going on. I mean, I don't post a lot, even in the threads that are about the podcast, because I kind of feel like, well, you know, if I don't want to influence the conversation of if people want to, you know, say that they didn't like something. I usually, like, I'll take that note, but I don't want to, like, get into trying to, you know, defend it or, you know. The only time that I really, like, will weigh in is, like, especially if somebody's asking for, like, help with something or there's like some sort of like misunderstanding in terms of like a point that I was trying to make that I feel like is important.
See, I feel that I don't have that opportunity because I'm really quick to block on Reddit, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. I just block because I'm a very positive. I mean, like my real life, you know, I go to church on Sundays. I go to Bible study on Mondays. I try to do stuff, you know, for the community and with the community on a weekly basis. I just try to be a positive person. So, like, I don't like – I mean, if someone's saying, you know, hey, screw you, fair play, like, I don't – why do I need that in my life? I just press block.
Yeah.
So if people were more constructive in their criticisms of me, I would like to think that I wouldn't block, but I'd probably block them too.
Okay. Look, you can't live in a bubble either, Johnny Fairplay.
I know. So, but I mean, there's just some really mean people out there, Rossi.
You're one of them.
I know. That's where I was getting back to. 1 hour a week, I am just brutal. Like, I feel like I say, I mean, we're calling Jonathan Simple Jack on my podcast, Rossi.
Yes, yes. A very timely reference.
Well, I think it's pretty good reference. Yeah. Do you agree with the Simple Jack comparison?
No, I do not.
You cannot imagine Jonathan with a mallet killing butterflies.
No, I can't. Let me ask you, do you still have, when you were on Survivor and you had 10,000 Will John Survive t-shirts printed, do you still have those t-shirts in circulation?
Like, have I seen them recently?
Yeah, do they still exist or are they all gone?
I think I have like one or two, but the lady that cuts my hair, she said she was going through her t-shirts over the weekend and she found one.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't still have like a stockpile of them.
No. I gave away a lot. I sold a lot. How many? I don't even know how many I had made originally. I think I had like 5,000 made. Something crazy.
Yeah, because I remember back in the day, you used to just like, you know, hand them out like everywhere, just giving them to people.
Yeah, it was a fun, you know, it was a fun thing.
You should have really, Johnny Fairplay, if you want these t-shirts to take off, what you need is like one of these like potato cannons and you need to be like launching them out to the fans. Then people will clamor for them.
No. Last year at you would think that last year at WrestleMania, The Rock came out with like one of those. I think he used it as a flamethrower to light up some WrestleMania sign or something. But it was an epic fail. It was not appreciated.
Mr. Matt is killing with those.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's more of a Mr. Matt thing than
have you
the
considered
Rock
a podcast mascot that could come out and launch the t-shirts out into Reddit?
Yes, his name is Matt Coon.
Okay. Well, people are getting mad. We need to talk about what happened last night. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
James ended up.
We're going a strong 40 minutes today, Rob C. Get you strap in.
So I need to get another person on the line.
No. What?
I thought you had stamina.
Oh no, I can go forever. I'm the you know Space Mountain right here. Oldest ride, longest line.
So James went home last night, and did you get tricked by the show, or you felt like that it was 100% going to be James?
I got tricked.
Yeah.
I got tricked big time.
Do you think? Let me ask you this: do you think that they?
I hate those episodes.
So you hate being tricked? Because I kind of like it.
No, because they're like, I think they ran with like one takeaway line to lead you there as like one of those red herring episodes. But we don't know, like, as a viewer, we don't know the real reason why they all voted James. Like, you know, I like knowing that conversation between Michael and Angela that got us to that point.
Yeah. It's interesting because this was a more compelling show where I was really like, it was a blindside to me. But was it a real blindside? Or like, do they just edit the show, like say, let's edit it as if Desi was going to go home. But then James went home. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, what a show. Oh, they really had that. What a blindside. But I just wonder, is that just a TV product, or did I was that actually, was it close?
I think it was just a TV product.
Yeah. So is
I mean, because they their backs were against the wall a little bit in that last week was a dullard of an episode, and this was on its heels of not being one of the best. So I think they're just like, let's do a little editing manipulation to give something to this episode.
But I find I'm consistently being faked out with these tribal council votes in terms of I think it's going to be one person, and then it turns out to be a different person. And this happened to me a couple of times now this season. And I really am just wondering that and it's been exciting. I like it. It's exciting, but
you sound like the worst Survivor know-it-all ever. That's how you really feel. Like, you don't see this coming. Like, you're the expert. Like I do a Survivor podcast, and you know, people ask me questions. I'm like, I don't know. But you're like, you know, you're a Survivor know-it-all.
But I don't mind talking about when I get it wrong. You know, I'll talk about my experience of watching the show.
But you shouldn't get it wrong.
No, that's not true. That
a know-it-all wouldn't get it wrong. That's the gimmick.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you how I feel watching it, and it's you know, and then I like to hear what other people's experiences are about watching the show. And if I could only be right in my opinions, then I don't think that would be very fun. Nobody who would want to listen to the show if I was always right.
Well, I don't think I think you're selling your show under false pretenses on the know-it-alls edition.
It's tongue-in-cheek. It's supposed to be like that. Oh. If we knew it all, we would win.
Got it. All right. Pretty clever, Robsy.
Yes. The two guys that are so smart, they know everything except they don't know how to win the game.
Ah, all right. I didn't know the gimmick.
Yeah.
I just thought you guys were just really smart.
Yes.
I mean, because you're considered the greatest player to ever win. And what's Fishback's gimmick? The other guy that almost did that?
Yeah, something like that. He's the Survivor intellectual.
That's the worst gimmick ever.
Yeah, Steve.
That's his gimmick? Yeah, the Survivor intellectual?
See, Steven, we should call it the Survivor gut, because Steven is like the brain, and I'm like the heart. And then together, combined, we're like the Survivor gut.
I hated that last night.
You didn't like that.
Don't call back to that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cop-out of an answer.
Yeah. No, but Kellen is very good at these tribal councils, right?
I have found her to be a bully. A bully several times throughout this season. When her and Bradley got a little bit of power, it went to their heads, and I've seen this in the game of Survivor.
Who is she bullying?
She's bullying. She's bullying Stephanie. She's bullying like. Oh, we've got the power. You're going home. You're not even like Bradley and her.
She didn't say that.
Oh my God, she's right there with him. They both had their evil little smirks. Do not defend her, Rob.
I wouldn't defend her. She was crying.
It doesn't mean she had no. Those fake tears.
Well, then get her out here to Hollywood, okay? Even though I'm in Reno right now.
Okay.
Yeah. You're all over the place.
I am, but I like being all over the place, Rob. See, this is fun. I feel that I've never been more emotionally invested in Survivor than I am right now, other than when I was out there.
Yeah.
So I feel that, you know, I'm being pulled in different directions. I'm feeling different emotions for different things, different people at different times. I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Talk to me about James. Did James do a bad job, or did he get screwed by the twist?
Well, when the twist happened, you know, James let us know in his confessional – hey, you know, me and Michael, you know, we're not the tightest, you know, and here's where I am. And then you had Michael appear to extend the olive branch and, you know, and be like, hey, it's me and you, dude, you know, we got each other's back. I think Michael got a reminder of why he didn't like James initially. He was like, oh yeah, James sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of those deals.
Yeah.
Because you did get the feeling that they were going to, you know, that Michael had his back, and based on the vote, he did not.
Right. But you don't feel like that it was Michael was told what it was going to be, and just to try to keep up appearances that he voted again with.
I don't know. And the story I'm telling myself in my head was it was Michael got one of those. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's not very fun.
I don't know if it came down to fun, but I just think that Michael, who's been very, very good this season, I think he has the ability to sort of know which way the wind is blowing and to just say, okay, well, yeah, I'm not going to go down with the ship. I'm not going to die on this hill with Stephanie. I'm not going to die on this hill with James. And if I can live to get to the merge, who knows what could happen.
Sure. So I say it on my show, wise beyond his years. I mean, I've never seen a player that young play that brilliant a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think is more beautiful, Michael or Libby?
Michael.
All right. Hot take.
Yeah. Why do you say on Twitter that Michael can't take a sexy picture? Why do you tweet that out?
That's not true.
Oh, you're lying. That's one of your classic Johnny Fairplay lies. walked right into that one.
Yeah, that is not true.
Bazinga.
Yeah, bazoon.
You got
cringed.
Me again.
I did a King of Kong podcast, and like every time
with Colin Stone, right?
I did. It was pretty amazing. And like I did. I said there, like every time Billy Mitchell attempts to smile, he's just got this.
You love the King of Kong.
I do. It was one of my easily my favorite documentary of all time, and just one of my favorite characters ever. I mean, like I wish Johnny Fairplay was half the heel that Billy Mitchell is.
Yeah. I want to go back to talking about James for a little bit, if we may. So
yeah.
That James, I really feel like that he did not get a great draw with the numbers, but I feel like that there was a possibility for this to work out, and I feel like that it was a bit of a failure on his ability to get Angela to flip to his side. And I think that it speaks to – I feel like that he is a player that is, you know, really good at sort of at figuring out the strategy. But I think when it came down to making the emotional argument, I even feel like he knew what to say, but I feel like it just wasn't connecting with Angela.
Yeah, it reminded me like who was the surfer guy that made it to the end on Survivor? Woo. Triple H?
Devin.
Devin. Like Devin is just, you know, going into that final challenge, it's just like, hey, you need to make fire. And he's like, I need to make fire. I'm going to practice. Oh, I'm going to take a nap. And he's like, ooh, the one thing you need to do is practice. And you feel that taking a nap is more important. I think I saw a similar trait with James last night. You know, James is talking to Michael. He's just like, hey, we just need to get Angela. We're good. And, you know, I was like, cool. Have you talked to her? No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? That should not have been the answer. Should have been, yeah, I've hit her up a few times. She's mulling it over. Like, I'm going to go revisit it and give my my compelling arguments again.
Yeah,
and go from there. No, it's just like, yeah, I need to talk to her. I have it. I'd rather play in the water with you. You're very beautiful, Michael.
Fair play, but you know that you need to change up your approach for you know, when you're talking with one player versus a different player. And I feel like that Angela has a little bit of Lil in her. Do you see that at all? Like that,
yes.
that if she's talking about all of these like emotional connections that are lost and she's all alone. And James was talking to her about, hey, you'll be with us. us. You'll be part of our numbers. You'll never be on the bottom. But it's really, I think what she needed to hear is like, no, you know, I've got you. We're family now. And I think that if he could have, you know, hyped her up in that way, I wonder if there was a chance that she could have turned against her original tribe.
I think she would have. I was talking to someone who left last week to go play Survivor, and they're just like, you know, is there any advice you give? And I was just like, yes, 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 yes is always the answer. You know, it's like, hey, yes, are we? Yes, you know, your alliance comes back to you. It's like, hey, did you say yes? I said that, but we're good. I just said that to appease them. It's all it, yes is us.
That's interesting. So even when it's something that they don't want to hear, the answer is always, yeah, it's like improv. So yes, yes, I did
yes.
that. But I only did it because like, because then it's like, oh, so I'm crazy or I'm wrong when you hear no.
Yes.
Johnny Fairplay, in addition to having a thriving T-shirt business, you also work in real estate. Is that something that you practice in your business also? Is that a sales tip?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The answer is always, you know, it's just like, hey, does this come with so-and-so? Yes. Always. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is this a great – I am legally not allowed to say it's a great neighborhood, but I'm just like, you know, hey, look out there. Look at that neighbor. They look like a good neighbor. Go ask them. They'll tell you, yes, they're good.
Yeah. Boy, you're a real Jimmy McGill.
Hey, I was on. If you guys want to give yourself a little bonus treat of something that you've never seen and for the most part has never seen the light of day, I was on a pilot for a sitcom called David's Situation. It was for HBO, and you can see a clip on YouTube. It was Bob Odenkirk and David Cross did a sitcom for HBO. They actually filmed on the same sound studio as Everyone Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm. And I do a scene with Zach Galifianakis. And that part was brought to me by like Bob Odenkirk saw me at the Grove. He's like, hey, have you got a call from casting yet? I'm like, about what? He's like, dude, I'm doing a new sitcom. I want you to be a part of it. So yes, Jimmy McGill, good friend, still on my phone, good guy.
Yes, yes, and they didn't pick it up.
No, it got greenlit, and Bob and David were like, "Wait a second, we hate sitcoms. What the heck are we doing?"
Oh,
and
man.
So they said no.
Yeah,
that one hurt. That one hurt. It's like, come on, guys.
All right, let's talk about Bradley because I have said that I have really enjoyed Bradley on the show. Because and maybe you don't, based on what I see on social media, but I have enjoyed him because I find that almost in the vein of Johnny Fairplay, that I feel like that he is a rootable villain on the show where he's not just like, okay, he's a horrible person who is being, you know, has bias against people or is behaving poorly outside of being a jerk. And I think that is the direction that you want to go with a Survivor villain.
I think my problem with him more than anything is he wants to be a Boston Rob, and I've never liked a Boston Rob.
You said that he said Boston Rob and Kim Spradlin, and you don't like Rob, and you think Kim Spradlin is boring, which you're dead wrong on that. That's your coldest take yet.
Okay, I mean that's my opinion. Did you enjoy Survivor One World? And is there another version that I didn't see?
Well, look, it's just because Kim is head and shoulders over the field and the season got boring because she was so good and running circles around these meatballs out there doesn't mean that she has a boring personality.
Okay, well,
she's quite charming.
She might be. I haven't met her. So, I mean, like, we might be BFF. I don't think
not after this.
Well, I mean, don't tell her. You can't keep a secret. I didn't add her on Twitter. Mm, I don't follow her, so I couldn't. Her name didn't come up. I'm like, how do you spell Spratt? Who cares? Boring Kim.
Yeah. Listen, that's not going to
say. No one else had trouble figuring out who I was talking about.
Yeah. All right. So that's the whole reason why you don't like Bradley, because he talked about Survivor players that you don't like.
Well, he patterns himself after Boston Rob. I mean, like, if he patterned himself after a Survivor villain that I liked, possibly. But he is really hateable.
Okay. In what way? I know he said that he was looking at like knocking people out like Boston Rob, but I don't think he's like a Boston Rob.
We learned briefly during that tribal council from Stephanie that he's assigning people to other people to watch so they can't talk to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That season of Survivor sucked because of Austin Rob.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't like it when it's one group that's totally taking out the other people, which this season has been, but I think it's been the most. Yes, thank you. Because I didn't know what that's called.
I knew you knew the word, yeah. but I wanted others to know. Like, hey, Johnny Fairplay knows a little bit of something.
But I feel like that this has been the most entertaining version of that.
It's been a very good season. I just find that Bradley is, as I said, I'm glad he's there. If he wasn't there, I would not like this season as much as I do. I think he is a great bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean,
I typically like the bad. There's just something about him that rubs it. He is doing what a bad guy is supposed to do. He makes me not want to like him.
Right.
So good on him.
Yes.
If I liked him, that means he'd probably be doing a bad job.
I guess so.
I don't think he's going out there to be the good guy.
Yeah. Now, why are you feuding with him on Twitter?
Oh, he's just a douche. I don't like him.
Yeah.
So he hasn't bought one of my – I have a Bradley Problems t-shirt. He hasn't bought one. That upsets me.
But don't you feel like that if when you make a t-shirt for somebody that's on the show that you should give it to them and not make them buy a t-shirt with their own face on it?
I don't think he wants one.
Well, that's part of the problem.
I didn't make it complimentary.
So is your problem that he doesn't like it or that he hasn't bought one?
I don't know. I just don't like him.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel like that he is somebody, though, could you see him potentially going and winning the game?
Oh, God, no. I hope not. But I do want him to go far. Like, I want it to sting when he goes.
You want to see him have a big fall from grace.
Yeah. I mean, as a viewer watching Pearl Islands, which, you know, according to most fans is the third greatest season in the history of Survivor.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I'll take it. So I think one of the most amazing moments was seeing this rude, abrasive, heel, bad guy Johnny Fairplay get his comeuppance.
Yes.
And that moment came at the end when it mattered most.
You know, I want to go back to Pearl Islands for a second here because there's something that's really crazy that's going on. And
Rhino?
Yes. So
I don't know if you caught this, but before you go any further, Rhino has been tweeting on one of my on a thread that I'm somehow involved in, and he said he really wished he could be watching this season of Survivor. I asked if he had the CBS app because I was just gonna give him my, like, I don't use it. I was like, you know, and he was like, yeah, but it doesn't work, you know, here in Panama. He goes, but that's okay because I have a camera. And I'm filming. I'm redoing our season with just me, and I'm filming it.
Is he playing all the characters?
Yeah, of course.
Oh wow, it's like a one man show. Is it like then gonna be put out as a like for people to buy it?
I don't know. I mean, I had blown so much money on ringtones that I don't know if I have enough to.
All right. Well, let's get back to this because there is something, you know, we're talking about the season of curses, and this was something that
the curse of Pelican Pete.
Yes, that's the name of the season. So there was something that the great Jason Somerville brought to my attention a while back. He did a lot of statistical analysis on all of the different seasons and a lot of different Survivor things and professions.
And this guy's not a fan of mine.
I don't know. Maybe not yet.
Oh, all right. Well, there's always tomorrow.
But what he found was that orange is the unluckiest Survivor buff color and has the worst tribe challenge win percentage of any color by a lot. And now here comes Malolo with their orange buffs on, just like the Morgan tribe, right?
Morgan. Yeah.
Orange.
It wasn't until I intentionally lost a challenge, unbeknownst to Andrew Savage.
Yeah. So what do you think that is? These tribes with orange buffs, Johnny Fairplay.
I personally feel that blue and purple are better and prettier colors, and they put the better, prettier people in those colors. I'm not kidding.
So the when you say the better and like the better athletes are in, they
just
don't
better
put
as a, just better as a person. I didn't stutter.
If you go on Survivor, you get the orange buff. You're pretty much done for.
I'm tapping out. Pearl Islands. I had the blue buff for fans versus favorites. I had the purple, and then I just had a buff sent to me for this season. What buff? Purple, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just an interesting note.
I had Matt Kuhn, my co-host, who looks a lot like Jacob. I had him sent the orange buff, of course.
Oh. See, I thought that you guys photoshopped Jacob Derwin into your podcast pictures. I don't get the joke.
Yeah, Matt Kuhn looks just like Jacob Derwin.
I thought you were, like, making fun of Jacob Derwin, and they said, he doesn't want to buy our T-shirt, so now we'll put his face in our podcast artwork.
No. If you look up at Matt Kuhn Music, K-O-O-N, and he looks like Jacob. Like Matt was so excited. He was just like, wow, this guy. Like, now I get to know if I was on Survivor, how I'd do. And then we watched the premiere, and he's like, yep, that's probably it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right, well, I want to...
He didn't buy the shirt either.
It's so weird. So going back to that group that Bradley is with, so he's with Dominic, he is with Donathan, he is with Libby as well. Who's the other person there?
Donathan, Dominic, Libby, Bradley.
Oh, Chelsea. Oh, that was real.
She's very. I mean, like, I talked to her preseason. She seems like a sweetheart, but I mean, you know, that the bad dye job and just no airtime. I don't know what to do with her.
Yeah. And so talk.
I just had my hair dyed silver. So what can I say? So
you know, hair dyed silver.
It's ash. I think is the color. I don't know. People say I look like Kenny Omega. I think that's a good thing. I'm not
who?
Sure. Kenny Omega? You have to look him up. I'm giving you homework.
King Omega?
Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega. He's a wrestler.
You look like
Kenny. Yeah, he has.
Okay. So.
He's in a tag team called the Golden Lovers. Would you like to be in a tag team with me called the Golden Lovers?
No. I will pass on that.
All right. Yeah. this invitation is not going to stay open for long.
Okay. So. Dominic and the game that he's playing, that have you enjoyed watching Dominic? Because I know you say you don't like somebody that reminds you of a Boston Rob.
Yeah, he seems like a likable guy.
Yes.
He's a guy's guy.
Yeah, a man's man, like Kenny Omega.
Well, no, Lord Steven Regal is more of a man's man.
He was?
Well, when he was doing the man's man gimmick, yeah. There's more homework. Look that up.
Yeah.
You wore a hard hat and everything.
Yeah. No, I felt like that all the stuff with like being part of the royal family and everything was
No. He dropped that to become a man's man. Okay. You put him in a lumberjack.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
Yeah. Well, no, it was an epic fail as a gimmick. Yeah. It was not good.
But
no, I like that. I mean, Dominic is that much more likable because he's opposite Chris Noble, mm-hmm. who is easily one of the most hateable people ever.
Yeah. But I think that what Dominic has been able to do is that he is playing very, very hard and is really working a lot of different angles on the show. But he's managed to remain likable, which I think is a tough tightrope to walk.
It is, but I almost feel like he's overplayed. Like, he's done all this for nothing. I mean, like, there's been so much gameplay
he's
that
been
he's
to
done.
One tribal council and
yeah,
it went against
him. He's played all his moves.
right. He's like, run like 5 miles in place.
Yeah, and now they're gonna, you know, start your engines. He's like, what, huh? So it's like, yeah, no, the marathon starts now.
Okay. Now, are you concerned that you're very fond of the Lipster, and we saw Dominic.
I mentioned last night, like you know, I asked her about doing the shirt, and she was just like, she goes, "Are you saying that you're Team Lipster?" And I was just like, you know, us cute blondes have to stick together. And she said, "Amen to that. We
yes.
have an alliance."
Yes, and you have the Catholic Alliance also.
We do, but like,
careful,
I think I'm
careful.
No,
watch
I
out.
Like I feel like I misread her because I've just destroyed my entire life.
She's got you right where she wants you.
I know. It's done. Like I hocked my girlfriend's engagement ring. Like I've moved out. Like you know, I'm on my way to Tennessee to you know to start up camp. I mean, I just really feel. I feel that I
what is it about Libby? Because she hasn't done much on the show. What is it that you like so much that she said that you could make a t-shirt of her?
I don't care about that. She could have said go screw yourself, okay. And I still would have been.
This is just an aesthetic thing.
You know, she's so cute. I mean, she's just. I mean, like Parvati. You know, who I'm not a fan of. Like Parvati has
How come all the best players you don't like any of them?
I like you.
Yeah, but I'm not in that tier.
Yeah, really? You are. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but so are you.
Okay, I like me too.
Yeah. You can't complain.
What's
that.
Your problem, you Roxy?
That. But every one of the great. Don't I mean? I won't even bring up Sandra. Who I think is still mad. Yeah, again, from you say, I think she's still mad at me from a podcast I did with you where you said she's not a game changer and that somehow that got, she thinks that I said that because you said it on my podcast.
I told her to her face she's not a game changer.
Let me say this right now. The opinions of Johnny Fairplay do not reflect the opinions of Rob Cesternino. Rob has a podcast, RHAP. Or anything. Only Johnny Fairplay.
Gold lovers. No.
Yeah.
It's not.
So who's the best player?
Let me finish this Parvati comparison. So I think Parvati, not she's pregnant now, so obviously not now. But at one time, Parvati was very sexy.
Come on.
What?
All right. You don't need to add that.
What? Well, I don't know. I mean, like some people are into that.
All right, so where's the story going?
Well, okay, so Parvati, you know, she's this devilish character, but you know, but she's sexy. Libby is cute, but also the devil. I like it. See, it's I think it's a different character.
Yeah. So she's like what? Like I saw like a Twilight Zone episode where there was like a little girl doll that was like would come to life and like kill people at nighttime. You feel like it's like that?
And then at the end, they were all pigs. The pig faces.
I think so.
and then they kicked the can.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
that.
That's the movie, I think. I think that's the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you like it that she is that you feel like that she is not a seductress? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. She doesn't have the look of the seductress. She is just so ridiculously cute and evil. I mean, like that she's the best. Like that's my dream girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw Dominic.
I don't want to know. I mean, like if you're all sexy, then you're just like, oh man, she's gonna screw up my life. I mean, you just know it. You know, with the cute girl, you're like, ooh, there's a chance she might, but probably not, because look how cute she is. And then she does anyway. I'm cool with that. I can live with that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see where that all goes. Do you think that Dominic wants to get rid of her bad enough that he might throw a challenge to take her out?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I hope not. How about that? I'm going with I hope not.
Yeah.
Because it looks like, based on the preview, it looks like that Bradley puts his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, who knows with the previews?
You never know with those. Yeah. It could be something completely different. So I don't know. And honestly, I think Bradley's in this game a little. I just something tells me that just his smugness is just like, he's not going yet.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see next week. I think that the Malolo, I think they're going to go to tribal council again. It's just that whatever the competition is, unless it's like something that's completely mental, you have Michael along with Desiree, Kellen, and Angela, who, you know, are fine in the challenges, but I'm not sure if they're, you know, any of them are really powerhouses in the challenges. And then they're going up against these groups that have the, you know, they're going up against the Dominics. And I mean, forget the tribe that has Chris and Wendell and Sebastian. They're definitely not going to tribal council.
No way.
So I really feel like that I'm almost – it's hard to imagine a scenario where Malolo isn't going to go to tribal council again next week.
No, I mean, hey, could be another tribe switch. Drop your bottoms.
No, no. I think, and then I think we'll merge the week after that. But I feel like this is going to be, I mean, next Wednesday night you'll be there, and it's a four-person tribal council, and it's like, should we vote out Michael or should we vote out Angela? And then Angela gets voted out. What do you think of that?
I hope I don't want Michael to get
it could be Michael. It could be Michael. And he goes out in that spot, and then he becomes on the board number one survivor, most likely to come back for returning player season.
Sure.
Yeah. So hey, there's some intrigue there, but it just feels like that's where we're headed this Wednesday. I hope I really hope I'm wrong.
I mean, Angela seems like a nice enough lady, but I'm rooting for Angela to go before Michael.
Yeah. I mean, as is every other person in America.
Yes.
With the exception of Angela's kids.
Maybe not. I know Leslie's kids saw the picture of Michael from Instagram 2 days ago, and they had no problem with Michael whatsoever.
Whose kids?
Leslie niece.
Leslie niece. Leslie niece's kid.
Yeah, there's a private survivor group, and she was like, my daughter saw this, and she liked you before, but hubba.
There's a private survivor group?
Yes.
Well, how come I didn't get invited to it?
Well, it's exclusive. Oh, you're in there.
Yeah, okay, I forgot.
Okay. We're just not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think
all right. Talk to me about the other tribe that we haven't gotten into. The other tribe is called Yanuya. What do you think of that tribe name?
Were you shocked to see Sebastian end up on a green tribe?
No. Yes. Why?
What? Because yeah. He's all about the Stony Baloney time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Yes. So let's try to use Yanuya in a sentence, Johnny Fairplay. You go first.
You thought you knew me, but now you can't. God, so close, though. I was right there.
Yes. Okay. This is going to be me on Twitter on Friday responding to the person who is complaining about this episode of the podcast. And I'm going to say, you knew you were listening to a podcast with Johnny Fairplay. What did you expect?
Ooh, well played.
Thank you.
See, that's why you're a survivor know-it-all.
Yes, because I can use you knew ya in a sentence. I love starting sentences with you knew ya.
Do ya?
Yeah, because it's two great things. It's like ya and knew ya. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I missed the name of the tribe before my podcast last night, so we just went with the green tribe.
Well, it's funny because there was a lot of times that they would start a sentence with the tribe name, and I was like expecting it to go a different way, and it didn't, where they're like, Yanuya was, okay. But that being said, all right, talk to me about Chris.
Yes.
You love Chris.
I made a list of all the accomplishments Chris did other than the accomplishments he bragged about on the episode last
night. Yes, what are they?
Let's see. I heard he won a Fortnite tournament.
Yes.
I heard he was a hand model champion.
Oh, that's good.
I heard he did pictures for before and after braces. He won.
He decided to reveal to Laurel that he said to Laurel that he came out and said that I am a male model. I haven't told anybody else. I told Libby I used to model, but I am going to reveal to you.
Completely different.
Why do reality show contestants who are models feel like that this is going to be an exciting reveal? I believe it was Jeremiah back in Survivor Cagayan who revealed to Spencer the same revelation of, hey, I didn't say anything, but I am a male model.
Yeah, I don't remember the reaction. Was it equally as anticlimactic?
Yeah, what? Like, oh no, you?
But you're perfect.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chris also won a karate tournament for the Cobra Kai dojo.
Yes, yeah, that's good. I mean, it would like if I revealed to somebody like, hey, I just want to let you know that you know, outside of this podcast, I'm actually a male model. That would be a reveal, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if you go back on Legends and like you're talking
on Legends.
Yeah, legend.
You have to say it like that.
And you reveal to maybe Russell or a Donathan, perhaps, and go, hey, you're not going to believe this. I do a podcast.
Yes.
Not only am I Rob C. from Survivor Amazon and briefly All-Stars,
yes,
I also do a podcast.
Yes, the look on their faces when they...
Donathan, I think, may be surprised. Simple Jack.
All right. So going back to Chris, that I had presumed most of this pre-merge, he was going to go out early. It felt like, okay, around the Drew Christie spot, Chris will go out. But Johnny Fairplay, I'm starting to see a scenario where he makes it to the merge and I think has this interesting showdown with Dominic playing out with a lot of different moving parts that could potentially go either way.
Yeah, I think that is – that's going to carry the season into the next several weeks. And I think it's going to be great television.
Yeah.
So I like, this army versus that army. I think that's good. And then the final showdown, we finally see, Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah. And I think it could be very fluid where, I have just assumed all season long, eventually, like, people were going to come to their senses and vote out Chris, and then it would be sort of Dominic's crew. But I think it'll really come down to the former Malolos and which way they want to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, who would have thunk that Chris Noble is going to carry the weight of the season on his back?
No, he's been really, really good. He is reunited with Wendell, who never away from him. He'd been on the game through the game with him the whole way through. But
yes.
I thought that was very, very interesting. Wendell, it seems like, okay, he can get along with anybody. He gets along with you. So I think that's the best evidence that he can get along with anybody, right?
Wait, what does that mean?
But you had Chris, who I thought extended the olive branch, and I was blown away.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just a smart move on their part. It's just like, hey, you got stuck with that guy early. You made your bed. You don't have to lie in it. We have bunk beds here. Let's have some fun. Let's be friends.
Yeah. So, I thought that he was really set up well, where I think that he could even survive, where I didn't think that that was the case before, where I think he could survive Dominic getting voted out.
Yeah. And I thought a pretty awesome gesture that could easily carry him an extra few days into the game, through the game, with Wendell giving the shell to Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was one of those moves, that down the road be like, that time you get like, I got your, you happen to fall on the other side of these battle lines, but we're still cool. So I've wanted to dislike Sebastian throughout the show over the weeks. But, I thought about it about a week or so back. And honestly, Sebastian is probably someone that if you're out there and he decides to befriend you, he's probably not going to work against you. Like, he's just looking at Survivor as a vacation, not as, like someone like Bradley, even if you're in an alliance with them, is probably looking to shank you in the back at some point, probably.
Right.
Whereas Sebastian, if you it's just like, hey, we're on different alliances or whatever, but we're cool, it's just like, bruh, that's it. That you say no more. and he'll never write down your name.
Yeah.
So my dislike of Sebastian, I think, is completely dissipated.
Well, that's good. He's been very fun to watch, and you make a great point about him. And that's what's interesting about Survivor, where it wouldn't work if you had 20 people out there who are like are willing to stab anybody in the back that they can to get ahead. Like, that would be problematic. And so you have people that have to work with others that have exact opposite views of how the game should be played.
Yeah, good stuff. I think this is a very, very, very good cast. As I said, the Ghost Island aspect might be a bust thus far and hopefully proves otherwise down the road. But I think cast-wise, this is a really strong cast.
But that's why I say when people get all bent out of shape about the themes and, this theme is dumb or why do they call it that, it's like, it doesn't even matter. It really, it only cares about the people that are out there.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, you know, we talked we did a preseason chat on Survival of the Fairest, and I mentioned there that, you know, you don't think themes carry that much weight. I mean, I've gone back and looked. Survivor Amazon had dropped all the way to number 5 in the weekly ratings. I mean, still the number 5 show in the world at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was number 5 in the ratings. So Survivor, that the next season to come on television was Survivor Pearl Islands. The summer prior, that was a September premiere. That summer, the number one movie in the world was okay. Pirates
All right,
of the Caribbean.
So they've had one theme that was what was the second most important theme after that?
Well, I'm just saying that the Ghost Island aspect of, like, you know, no one was expecting Ghost, but I think it perked some ears. I think people were like, ooh, Survivor Ghost Island, let me check this out. You know, and I think that was enough of a hook on that first episode with the strong collection of characters that they had that you're seeing. They're winning Wednesday nights in the ratings.
Yeah, just like last season.
They did not win Wednesday nights in the ratings with Survivor Triple H.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes.
No. Yes. I know the ratings are up considerably from last season.
Yes. Okay. That people on Twitter that if Johnny Fairplay is right, please at me with all of the results, and then if I'm right, please
the
at Johnny Fairplay.
The ratings are up like 20% from last season.
Yeah.
So they might have been number one, but they were number one down 20%.
I can't even follow what you're talking about anymore.
The ratings are 20% higher this season than they were for last season.
From last season or last year?
Last season.
Okay, well.
Survivor Triple H.
All right, we'll see. All right, okay. So Johnny Fairplay, talk to me about Sebastian and Jen, the new couple.
Yeah,
I feel like that they did not even acknowledge that last night, that that the pair, which formed last week, swapped together. It was like such a, oh, by the way, I don't even think that there was any mention whatsoever of Jenna being on that tribe. And I had to say, like, oh, wait, hold on, oh, Jenna is on that tribe with Sebastian.
Yeah, I think their sub story is taking place through Survivor social media, because like last week we had the bonus scene of the man bun discussion and the Stony Baloney time and all that. So I think it's one of those like you watch The Walking Dead and then during the commercials you get beard. Red Machete. I think Sebastian and Jen are the Red Machete of the season.
Okay.
That's not a bad gig.
Yes,
if you're not, you know. You know?
What? I don't even understand Red Machete. It's gone on for like 13 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fast forward through Red Machete, but I do not fast forward through Survivor's version. I like Jenna and Sebastian collectively. They seem like good people. I mean, supposedly I met them both last year in Hearts of Reality, and that's cool. And I don't. I mean, you know, people ask me, they're just like, what were they like? I'm just like, I don't remember anyone being mean or anyone that I disliked. And I vaguely remember Sebastian's face. So I'm thinking they were just really good people.
Okay. And so do you feel like that they have a chance to go very far in the game together? Or will one of them have to pay the price for being a showmance?
I think as long as Sebastian continues to thwart Jenna's advances, I think they can go. There's just like, yeah, she likes him, but he doesn't really like her. They're nothing to worry about.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on Laurel?
I like her. The consensus of my household is both my girlfriend Karen and Piper both like Laurel. That's one of their early favorites.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, Wendell did bring gifts for the entire family, so he is number one.
All right.
He brought a Hatchimal. He brought a Thai Beanie Baby Penguin. He brought T-shirts, hats, stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about your bed.
Yeah. Who's that?
Well, that's his hashtag for Beeve Unlimited.
Oh, let's talk about your bed?
Yeah. He makes beds. He does custom beds.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't nitpick a hashtag. That's not me, Johnny Fairplay.
Okay, no, I'm throwing it out there.
What, were you trying to get me to say that the hashtag is too long?
Oh, no. Do you have a problem with the hashtag?
No, I'm trying to say that I don't.
Okay, good. I mean, because, like, you know, you have a problem with the names of certain podcasts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's address that.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's a podcast called Survival of the Fairest. Yes. What do you think about that?
Yes. Well, I heard that you are in the process of rebranding. Is that true?
I don't know. All right. So here's my dilemma. Okay. Like from the very beginning, I always thought, and it was mentioned by Wade Keller, you know, from the Wade Keller podcast, that Survival of the Fairest may be too cute by a half.
Yes.
So it's a good play on words. You know, we get it.
It's an okay play on words, right?
Yeah, but the problem is, if you do like a Google search, I'm nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could just go in and rename Survival of the Fairest a Survivor podcast with Johnny Fairplay. Mm-hmm. That would be one easy solution.
Yes.
Or if I'm gonna go to the trouble of doing all that, I figured let's have some fun online. So I have it on my Twitter at Johnny Fairplay where you can vote. So I have some options. I've already bought the websites. I have them. So let's go through these.
Okay. All right. Give me the nominees.
Okay. So we have Survivor NSFW.
Okay.
And you can find that at SurvivorNSFW.com.
Okay.
And then we have SurvivorAfterHours.com.
Okay.
And then SurvivalTheFairest.com.
Yeah, I think of those three, I think that probably Survivor NSFW is the best. I think it's the shortest. And then, you know, you got all these creeps that are looking for like bathing suit photos that are already typing that in. And then you can get those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say that, I mean, like, you know, my podcast is always less than an hour, you know, typically less than 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 100% not like, you should be fired if you listen to my podcast at your work. There's a rumor you can contract chlamydia for listening to my podcast at work.
Yeah, you should get that on a t-shirt.
Well, I'm working on it. Well, see, and that's another thing, a fun thing we have with that. So, like, it could be like an act. I haven't figured out what the N is for, but like NSFW could be here. What was it? It could be N with blank Survivor Fair Play Weekly.
Okay.
Like, or New Survivor Fair Play Weekly. Or so I don't know what the N is.
Yeah, we'll workshop that. People can tweet it. Now, how, of course, you know, we've talked about, you know, Survivor podcasts, you know, that there are all, you know, there's so many ones, and not even mention Survivor podcasts with survivors on Survivor podcasts. It's a crowded marketplace if you look up Survivor in the iTunes store. And sometimes there are rivalries that form between the podcasts. People are always like, you know, taking shots at one another to try to drum up listeners. No, we don't. Oh, okay. But I was interested to know how you are handling your rivalry with a fellow Survivor podcaster.
Who is my rivalry with?
Well, I had heard that Mike Barassi was really not happy with you recently, Johnny Fairplay.
Do you have audio of this?
Yes, yes. You didn't hear this?
No.
There was a big thread, I think, on the Facebook about it.
Whoa! I was too busy doing show prep.
Yeah, you were too busy here. Let me play a clip from this. Jeez. Is from the Mike Barassi Survivor Barbecue podcast.
Mike Barassi, and he got Medivac. He's a mean motor scooter. He's here to podcast, serving up hot takes, freshly baked. So step right in and grab a plate for the Survivor Barbecue.
Everybody, listen up. We got something real good for you this week on Mike Barassi Survivor Barbecue. It's Goose from Astoria, and you guys are in for a treat. I've got it on good authority. The mean motor scooter, he's revved up today. He's revving that mean motor, baby. Today's going to be a freaking hot take Thanksgiving with this guy, okay? So without further ado, I bring the news. Your friend and mine, podcaster, truth teller, food maker, ball buster, the great Mike Barassi. Mikey, how you doing today?
Oh, Goose, couldn't be doing any better right now. I've been doing laps around my apartment for the last couple of hours getting ready for this show. I'm in a full sweat.
I know you do. You like that season, don't you, Mikey?
I love that season. I love that seasoning. I put it on a turkey. I put it on my salami. Okay, what are we talking about today? Barassi Nation, phone lines are open.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's Barassi talk a little. Nation. How are you feeling about the season so far? You like these players there, Mikey?
You know, a lot of these guys on the game, they got it so easy, though. I mean, they call this Ghost Island. You know, when I used to play Survivor, it was hard. I almost became a ghost on the island. That's how hard it was.
That's true.
You got these guys out there like a sea bass. I would make a sea bass. I'll never forget. It was day three. I said to Betsy Boland, I said, Betsy, how are we going to run this whole game right now? She looked at me. She said, Barassi, I don't got a chance to win this thing with you out here. I knew instantly she got to go.
Yeah, you were in trouble from the beginning. Once again, these cowards.
And if I would have stayed, you would have seen. You would have seen. You know, that my season was called Samoa, and that was because after a couple episodes of Barassi, people are dying for Samoa.
That's right.
Let me tell you something that's got me really hot around the collar. This Johnny Fairplay, what's he doing trying to steal my bit of having the Survivor podcast?
Well, this guy, Johnny Never Been Nothing, that who you're talking about? That little scrawny kid?
That this guy better hope that he never runs into me in a dark alley, if you know what I'm saying, Goose.
Oh, I do. I wouldn't want to either.
All right, don't get me started. All right, let me hold on, Goose. Let's get to the announcements. Let's get to what's coming up. Barassi barbecue aprons are here, everybody. Whoa. Everybody's asking me about the aprons. They're flying like the hotcakes, and I mean like when I flip them up in the air, you know what I'm saying, Goose?
Oh, I do. Yeah, very high-quality aprons, too, I might add.
Yes, all right. Get all your Barassi apron. Go to Barassi Barbecue. Click the link on my Instagram post. That's how you get the link for the aprons, okay?
That's right. They're not going to last forever.
All right. We got a great show today coming up. We got to talk to our guest in our third hour. We've got Figgy on the line. We'll talk in with her.
Wow.
And then, of course,
I'll get
into everything. I'll talk about this Stormy Daniels. I watched a bunch of these movies. I don't know what everybody's talking about with her. And we'll get into that. And then, of course, I'll get out the Barass Hole of the Week. And we'll tell you who is on the shortlist for the Barass Hole of the Week. Is it going to be the Bradley or the Johnny Fairplay? I'll tell you that, too. Coming up in hour number five. Phone lines are open. Call us in. The show is going to be lit today, Barassi Nation.
Oh, my God. Barassi, it's coming for you, Fairplay.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's coming for me, but I do not want to find the dark alley that he's in waiting for me. Well, wow.
You better reach out to him. He's that he's pissed.
I'm telling you right now, I'm doing a Barassi t-shirt.
Now,
if I had an apron guy, oh my God.
He's mad at you. Did he make a Fairplay apron and did you not buy it?
Maybe he might have. I do love the that he posts, he hawks his wares on Instagram. and I'm curious, does he have more than 10,000 followers?
I think he's verified. That the link,
well, I mean, because if you have 10,000 followers, that's when you can do the link in your post. So
I think he has that. Yeah, I think so.
Obviously. So, the last time I was here, I was confused.
Yeah.
But I am now. I mean, I don't know how he can hate me because I would honestly. I mean, I have trouble with 3 hours of a podcast. We've discussed this, but 3 hours of Barassi barbecue, no problem.
I think he's trying. Yeah. I think he's just trying to. That's like the easiest way to sort of like get your name out there. You know, you call somebody out, and then you know you're like punching up a level, and then okay, once he gets you to respond to him, then more people are going to listen to his podcast. So I mean, that's how the game works.
I feel bad that I'm not playing along.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to help the guy, but I mean, like, how are you going to say mean things about a guy? I mean, his wit. I mean, like, did you finish the episode? Was it me or Bradley that was the Barass Hole of the Week?
I didn't get. I'm behind. I'm like two or three episodes behind. I'm gonna catch up on my flight tomorrow.
Well, keep me posted.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to find. Is this thing available through iTunes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
So, did you hear Russell's no longer doing the podcast?
No, I didn't hear that. Why? Why not?
The rumor is that he's in Florida training for Australian Survivor.
Yeah, is this, now, are you making stuff up or
no, this is... I have not reached...
I got it. Bazinga, Johnny Fairplay, you got me. Oh, you got me again.
Oh, no, no. I have not reached out to Russell. I do not know for sure.
Yeah.
Someone just tweeted. They just said, hey, how does it feel to move up a level in the podcast world now that Russell's no longer doing the podcast because he's now in so-and-so Florida?
Well, look, I'm hoping that he finds whatever makes him happy. That's what I want him to be doing.
Yeah, I sold my first Russell t-shirt a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that somebody tweeted the picture to you.
They were the one.
Yes, there you go. Okay. All right, Johnny Fairplay. I've got so many.
Oh, hold on.
Yes.
We didn't. So your pick on the names is the Survivor Innocent.
I think that's the best. I think that is the cleanest of the other things. After Hours, is that three words? Is that two words? I think you want to go for as simple as possible. That's the exercise.
Okay. Well, it's on my Twitter at Johnny Fairplay. So when you if everyone gets a vote. However, if you're a previous survivor other than Joe Mina, your vote counts 10. And if you're a current survivor, your vote counts 20.
Counts 20? Why? Why do they have more of an expertise? So you have it backwards. Their vote should count the same as a fan.
No, because they're what's in, they're what's cool. You gotta listen, like this Mike Brown, I'm trying to jump on this Mike Barassi bandwagon.
Okay. Well,
story. He's talking about the controversial issues. Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
That's you know. So I mean, I can hear now. Like, hey, when you know she keeps saying, like, when, how about you give back the money, huh? Huh?
Yeah, I think he was just talking about her movies. I don't think he was even getting into all that.
Oh well. I did like James asking us to what was it reach across the aisle.
Yes, that was good. So, yeah. so you want to see peace between all the Survivor podcasters?
I didn't know there was beef. I mean, other than the beef that I'm currently involved in, but otherwise, it's a pretty peaceful scene, right?
Yeah. Well, who the beef between you and Barassi, or the one between you and Bradley?
Oh no, me and Barassi. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Now Bradley's cool. I mean, like last season, I had Joe Mina. He still sucks. Nothing's changed.
Oh, and then that's your thing that like one person a season that you ever get into a fight with them.
These people find me.
Yeah.
So no, Bradley tweeted something talking about my relevance. So you know, last time I checked, my Hall of Fame ring fits just nicely.
Yeah, my water bottle is still doing great.
There you go. And I have a Rob Has a Fantasy League football belt.
There you go. There you go.
Fantasy football.
Okay. All right. So we have got a lot of questions for you here, Johnny Fairplay, the host of Survivor NSFW podcast. Okay.
Yes. Available at SurvivorNSFW.com.
Okay. All right. Here's a question for you, Fairplay, from Daniel Kilby. He wants to know, is Donathan lying about his grandma? Do you think that, okay, now everything old is new again. Is that possible? Could Donathan be making up things about his grandma?
Sure.
Yes, but no, right?
But no. No, I mean, he's like, you know.
His meemaw, he says.
That is me. Oh my God! Has he had captions the entire season and I didn't notice? or has he worked into captions?
No, I think that that people want the Donathan subtitles.
Okay, because like we were watching the scenes for next week's episode, and we had to rewind it like four times just to see what he was saying.
Yeah,
he's like, I was all fired over. It's like, oh simple Jack.
No. Jeff Probst has called him the a fan favorite. Now, typically, you have had problems with the people that Survivor has dubbed the fan favorites. Are you in or out on fan favorite Donathan?
I love it. I love it. My daughter does not. Piper is a big no on Donathan, but I am a big yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why?
Because I just feel so happy. I mean, like, you know, I think the first time – well, I felt like the first time he ever left Kentucky was to film Survivor. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know, good for you. And then he mentioned on the private Survivor chat thing, he's just like, you know, I'm going to Hearts Reality. U.S. is going to be there. And I was just like, oh, congratulations, Jonathan. It's your second time out of Kentucky.
Johnny Fairplay, this is a question from Aubra, who wants to know, which Survivor 36 player is the best on Twitter?
Is 36 the current season?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just want to make it. Well, no, that could have been a trick question. It's just like, don't you know that was Cambodia? It's like, what? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know the numbers. Let's see. Wendell is the king of Instagram, I think.
Instagram. Why? What does he post on Instagram?
He does like a bunch of Instagram stories. He explained to me the significance of doing the Insta stories.
Yes. And what is that?
That you're supposed to do them.
Okay. Why?
Because it helps your numbers.
Okay.
Because the algorithms and stuff, they're working against it. Because, you know, you're supposed to post at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and all this stuff. Mm. And I guess they're doing stuff to mess that up. So your stories is what carries the weight now.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So, just in the fact that he's putting thought behind it, you think that he's number one?
I like that. Which got the nicest social media person is Jonathan likes anything.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, I don't know if Jonathan knows that I call him Simple Jack, but he still loves
me. He doesn't seem to mind.
And I love him for that.
Yes.
So,
he's not uptight.
Yeah, Stephanie's, she seems pretty fun.
Which one?
There's only one. What was the other? Gonzalez.
Yeah, it's Stephanie Gonzalez. What's wrong with Stephanie Gonzalez?
Why
are you hating on her as a fellow first boot?
Don't.
that's you're part of the club.
You just started a podcast rivalry with that, Mister. me, you, Barassi, three way dance, Bucko. we'll see what dark alley you put.
Barassi's a mean motor scooter. I'm not going to mess with him.
What's his buddy Goose?
Goose.
I got a problem with him too.
Tag team two of you guys. Pick on you and Matt Coon at the next podcast mania.
You Matt Coon out of this. Only I'm allowed to mess with lazy ass Matt Coon. You know Matt Coon does 14 podcasts.
14.
He does a lot.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. That 14. Well, I'm not going to get in the weeds on this. I'm reading. Sometimes when I'm doing the podcast, I see the comments in my head, and I'm not going to get into tell me the 14 podcasts. Okay. Margaret Weeks says, should castaways be throwing the reward challenges for the chance to draw a rock to go to Ghost Island and get an advantage? What do you think of that, Johnny Fairplay? Should the players be trying to get to Ghost Island?
I wouldn't leave it up to the tribe to decide. If I personally made that decision, then I would purposely lose the challenge unbeknownst to them.
Yeah. So you would try to go to. I mean, should somebody sort of volunteer to go to Ghost Island, a la like how Jacob Derwin sort of engineered a way to get there? Like, if somebody said, like, I will go to Ghost Island, and with the other,
well, no, now everybody wants to go. Yeah, no. Once they found out that you could come back with something, yeah, there's no one that doesn't want to go. Like it will always be rocks from here on out.
But if somebody said, hey, pick me. I want to go to Ghost Island. Would the other tribe, would they say, no, I don't want Jonathan to go?
Yeah, no.
Like, I kind of feel like if somebody's saying they want it, then I think that maybe the tribes might say, like, okay, well, I don't want to be, you know, the heavy and say that, no, I don't want that to happen.
I mean, I think there's a way that you could persuadingly say it. It's just like, hey, guys, like why do we have to be uncivil here? Look, I'm volunteering to go. I'm not a threat. Like, you know, just I'll go. I probably won't even get to do anything. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, just a quick, fast argument to where it's like, ah, screw it. Possibly, but I think – you're going to have a Kellen or a Bradley go, no, no, no.
It would be Bradley. It would be Bradley.
Yes. So no. So, but if I would not make the pitch to my tribe, I would just do it on my own. And I would like, all right, so say the reward is like, you know, steak and lobster. We're winning that. if it's pastries and coffee, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I am. Like, I don't, you know, if it's beer, sorry, I'm throwing that challenge on beer.
Okay. So, Johnny Fairplay, David Baltazar wants to know, why are you hanging out with a monkey? You shared a lot of pictures recently of you hanging out with a tiny monkey. Is this your monkey? Do you own a monkey now?
No, I have a friend. His name is Xander the Monkey.
Yes.
He's a white-faced capuchin.
Yes. Okay. Where did you find him?
He's here. I used to date a girl, Stephanie, for those of you that followed my social media for a while. It's her monkey.
Okay.
So she does, she has a YouTube channel for her monkey, and she was dating a guy, and he had a monkey. He had a monkey that, I guess there was a viral video, monkey gets brain freeze. And so he introduced her to the world of YouTubing and monetizing your YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And they broke up, and he refused to give her the code for the YouTube.
Sad story. So has she thought about getting the monkey on Instagram stories?
Yes. So she's rebranding her monkey. She has a new YouTube channel, looking up Xander the Monkey. He's on Instagram. And she asked, I mean, she doesn't know any other celebrities. So she's like, hey, Johnny Fairplay, will you do some stuff with my monkey so that I can get my YouTube followers and Insta followers back up?
Okay.
So I said, sure. I mean, well, I said, yes, if my 10-year-old and 10-month-old can play with your monkey. And she said, sure. And Madeline, my 10-month-old, loved the monkey, and Piper wants her own monkey, and she wants to name it Chloe.
Do they recommend letting 10-month-olds play with monkeys?
She's not feeling 100% today, and I'm wondering if she got monkey AIDS.
All right.
Maybe.
Danny from the Bay wants to know from you, yes. Does Johnny think that anybody in this year's cast is Mr. Late for Rent like last season?
Ooh, Sebastian's easily late for rent. 100% late for rent.
Have you revisited any of your thoughts about renting to millennials?
Oh God! Here's a quick amazing story. So I rented a house last week. And I went by with my realtor partner to do a final walk through the house before this was on a Monday, and we're going to move in someone on a Friday. So we went by there, and my fellow coworker, her name's Abby. Abby goes, wow.
Abby Maria.
No.
Okay.
No. So Abby goes, wow, there's a chair on the front porch. I'm like, yeah, that's new. And we're like, there's a wreath on the door, also new. And there's curtains up, very, very new. So we go to open the storm door, and it's locked. So my coworker goes, look, I drank a lot this weekend. Are we at the right house? I was like, yes. You know, I did not drink, and we are. So as she's saying this, a van pulls up and comes out with a flat screen TV, and we're like, hey, can we help you? She's like, yeah, I'm helping my friend move in. So her friend opens the door and comes out. It's like, yeah, you guys want something? We're like, yeah, who are you? And she was like, I'm so-and-so. I just moved in. They're like, from who? And she was like, from James Roberts. And we're like, okay, well, we manage the property. The owner's name is not James Roberts. And how did you come about this? She goes, on Facebook, he had me Western Union him some money. And we're like, how did you get in? She goes, oh, he said just break through the window and change the locks.
Okay. So were they subletting? Is that what's going on?
No. So some guy saw our ad and did a Facebook scam.
Okie doke.
He's in another country. Like it was. So his name was James Roberts on Facebook, and it was a picture of an old white man. And so we Facebook called him, and he goes, "Hello, how are you today?" And we're like, "James Roberts, you sound a lot different than you look." He goes, "So do you." There you go.
Yeah. So what happened?
We asked her. We're just like, hey, we have someone else moving in on Friday. However, we could possibly move them somewhere else if you would like to do the application process. You know, do you have any previous evictions? She goes, no, not since December.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's not good. Do you have any felonies? She's like, yeah, a few. All right. Is $450 out of your realm for rent? And she's like, yeah, that's not going to work either. So she, okay. Yeah,
didn't
she,
work out.
She moved out again.
Didn't work out.
So that's worse than millennials.
Yeah. And, well, and what generation was this?
I don't know. I mean, would that
what
be
about James
red-
Roberts?
James Roberts. But would that be a red herring to you that, that maybe there something was a foul when they say just break through the window and change the lock yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Look, that people when they're so excited about something that that you know, that's how people get catfished. It's like, wait, this is too good to be true. And then the girl tells you, "Oh, just come to my house and break the window, and then open the door to come in." And people say, "Okay."
Would you do that, Rob C?
I wouldn't, but I've never, I haven't been catfished before.
Hey. Maybe I can catfish you.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Give it a shot. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll fall for it. So this is a question.
Do you think we might fall in love?
I mean, I doubt it.
It'd be more of a real estate.
I don't think you could catfish me.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, check your inbox. There is a $1 million house for $300.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking. All right.
See?
Michael Benson said, "Hey, Johnny."
Don't check your inbox, Rob. That was a lie. I'm just trying to catch
you. Okay. All right. Okay. Bazinga. You got me again. Okay. Michael Benson said, "Hey, Johnny, how would your Ghost Island crying confessional stack up to these guys' sob stories? Would you mop the floor with them or struggle against the deep sea of feels?" Now, if you went back on Survivor, you would cry a lot, right?
No, what am I supposed to cry about?
You wouldn't cry about you miss your family.
I'm due for a good vacation.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm good. I got nothing hold me. I mean, like I have a girlfriend that I love. I have a 10-year-old that I love, and I have a 10-month-old that I love. But I also love $1 million. So yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I'll miss the podcast.
Okay. AKA Jedi wants to know, who was the better player, Jacob from Ghost Island or Lil?
Ooh.
At Denver Bros.
Okay. I felt that
I
Jacob
made it to
came
the final
in with
two.
I felt that Jacob came in with the best of intentions.
Yes.
But he just had a completely different game going on in his head than was actually going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't think that Stephanie, not Gonzalez, was a fan favorite and a really great, you know, pre-merge character. I mean, watching her dismantle Jacob and just
he was too excited. He was too excited.
Yeah. I mean, and God bless him for that. I mean, I've never met him. I've never talked. He won't even be my friend on Facebook.
Yeah. Because you pissed him off.
I don't think he likes the shirt.
Yeah.
I think he comes across as a very enduring Survivor person.
I think he was one of the best second boots of all time, right after Skinny Ryan.
Oh, well, he is comparable to Skinny Ryan.
Now.
Yes, now. Not so Skinny Ryan. So, Andrew Savage is doing a lot of tweeting these days.
Why? What's he tweeting about?
All kinds of stuff. He does not like blindfold challenges.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, whoa, all right.
Why is he so against blindfold challenges?
Because people get hurt.
Yeah.
Because it's unsafe.
That's how I feel, too, and they're not even that exciting.
Oh, I think they're the best. I love it when people get hurt.
Yeah, you like it. You like it.
It's my favorite. I want.
It's not fake like wrestling, though. People get really hurt.
Well, we did discuss the blindfold match on my podcast last night because you can see their eyes during the blindfold match.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen? You see Jake the Snake versus Rick the Model Martel at WrestleMania?
Oh yeah, Rick Martel had like his cologne. He sprayed it in Jake the Snake's eyes. He couldn't see.
Yeah, it's called arrogance.
Yes, but I don't think the thing that he had the cologne in, that was like something that you would spray like a pesticide with. I don't think that's what that's not what you're supposed to use put for cologne.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever met a stinky girl?
No.
Well. They should have that.
No, I'm with Andrew Savage. I didn't get too worked up about it last night because I people have heard that take a bunch of times. But yeah, I don't think that the blindfold. I mean, that Big Tom. I watched him. It was like he got hit by a Mack truck in Survivor All Stars.
Wait, all right. So you had a blindfold challenge? Was that to end Amazon?
We also had that in the – look, that was – look, that at least nobody got hurt except for my bank account when we did the blindfold challenge.
But no, but was that on the final episode?
That was. That was at the final four.
I have to go back and – I never saw your final episode.
Yeah. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, well, I mean, did you win?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I don't see it. Yeah, but, congratulations.
No, but there's no chance that Big Tom was not concussed during Survivor All-Stars. So getting hit with a giant block. That was heavy.
Makes no difference to Big Tom. Trust me. I'm one of his best friends. And that's the same guy, concussion, no concussion. Yeah.
Tony Moore on Twitter, at Tony's Fence, wants to know, has Johnny Fairplay ever thought of selling stuff like T-shirts during his podcast?
Ooh, great idea. You know, I'm going to give it a shot. But if I were to, I would check out johnnyfairplay.com, and you get a phone call from me, Johnny Fairplay, thanking you for your T-shirt purchase.
Yeah, that's and the phone calls always go well.
I've had 45-minute phone calls.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they're really, really nervous on the other line. And like, you know, I try to play along but it's a strong 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're just like, I'm freaking out. This is like the greatest day of my life. I'm like, cool. You have any questions? I'm freaking out. And I'm like, all right, like, do you want me to call you back? And they're like, no, this is like the greatest day of my life. And I'm like, cool. Well, let's talk about it. All right, thank you, bye.
Yeah, they hang up on you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
So, but then I've had others are just like, dude, I have like 100 questions. I'm like, all right, you paid $24.99. You get to ask 100 questions. I don't care.
Does anybody ever say, I just want the phone call and not the T-shirt?
Well, you buy the T-shirt for a friend. You send the T-shirt to a friend. I've had people that just
give the T-shirt, but I want the phone call.
Yeah.
That's how this podcast happened today, that I had bought one of the T-shirts.
I know.
Yeah, so this is the phone call.
I'm fully aware. Like people are just like I make a joke like Tony Schiavone that him and Bruce Prichard they do a similar concept. That's where I stole the concept. And like someone was saying, Tony Schiavone said on his podcast, he was just like, I was talking to Arn Anderson the other day, and someone tweeted like, I wonder what T-shirt Arn got.
Yeah. Johnny Fairplay, Phil Torres wants to know, is the risk of being cocky on TV and looking dumb when you lose worth being justifiably cocky on TV if you win?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Do you feel like, is it a win-win?
Yeah, I do. Except I think it's good TV either way.
Yeah.
Like you're that much more hateable or the audience gets theirs. Either way, it's good television. So yeah, I purposely do it, you know, knowing like if the odds are 40-60, I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah, because you feel like you're getting the airtime either way. It's really like the only way to guarantee that you're going to be in the show no matter what.
Yeah, but I prefer it go against me just for that. As I said, I you know, as bad a person as I you know was and still am, you know, at least 1 hour a week. I feel that my job is to entertain and I'm doing everything I can to entertain the viewer, you know, playing that character and giving the audience those moments that they want along the way. In addition to the, you know, to the mean moments.
Okay.
I think that makes sense. I would like to think that Bradley has those, that in the back of his head, but I don't know. I he's really hateable, so he probably doesn't.
Okay. Jim Van Nest.
Real quick, did you feel the same way?
Well, in terms of what, being cocky on Survivor?
Yeah, would you purposely say those, you know, throw out those things going, this is probably going to work against me, but I want that entertaining moment.
I don't think I ever said, okay, I know this is a really arrogant thing to say, but you know, I would try to, you know, go out of my way to phrase whatever I was going to say in a colorful way so that they would hopefully use it in the show, as opposed to just saying things, just be really straightforward.
Okay. I see a lot of similarities in the Johnny Fairplay character and Rob Sestrino character. I think that's one of those where Johnny Fairplay would turn that up to 11 and you played it straighter.
Yeah, I didn't want to be hated. I didn't feel like going out there as like a 24-year-old kid. I really want America to hate me also. Like, I wanted people to say what the hell is this guy even doing on the show? But I didn't really want people to be like angry with me.
I really wish you had discussed that more on Raven's podcast.
Yes.
You know, I can hit him up and see if he can come back.
Good.
All right. You and Raven should do a podcast.
maybe him and Russell could get together.
Ooh, you know, I would love for Raven and Bradley to have a podcast. More than anything.
Jim Van Nest wants to know, would love to hear Johnny compare and contrast the smack talking of @JoeBenji83 and Bradley_R_K. So far from what I've seen, it's Joe for the win all the way.
All day, every day. Yeah. Now, Joe was a very good.
He's good at it.
He's good at it. He has a lot of practice. I mean, when his Twitter fingers get it going, there's no stopping him. So yeah. He was a formidable opponent, and I'm glad he helped me enjoy Survivor Triple H immensely more than I thought possible.
So it sounds like you do like him.
I like him for help. I mean, like, no, I hate him. but if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have been as engaged via social media and even in the show as I was.
Mm-hmm.
So and I did, for the record, I did enjoy the coconuts.
You like Dr. Mike too?
He's all right. do you talk to Dr. Mike a lot?
Yes.
Sex Dr. Mike. I it does bother me when you say Dr. Mike without saying Sex Dr. Mike, because he talks to Wendell a lot.
I think he talks to a lot of people.
I think I'm on the minority of those conversations.
Why?
I think I'm one and done. I finally got him a hot octopus on the way.
Okay.
So maybe that'll bring me back. I think he was actually mad that he got me a hot octopus and he didn't get one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that I'll leave that between you guys. Okay.
Now I like Sex Dr. Mike is about as sweet as they get. And you heard about, you know, what he did at the Parkland stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Did you have him back on to discuss that?
We did. We talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will search the archives.
Okay.
I'm anxious to, I mean, cause you know, we chatted.
He talked about that when he was on the Love Know-It-Alls.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Fishback were answering relationship questions for people.
Are you qualified for that?
No. I thought that, much like Survivor Know-It-Alls, I thought that was the joke.
Ah, I get it.
Yes. Yes. Stephen takes it very seriously, though.
Yes. Okay. He's a serious guy.
Stephen is a very serious guy.
Yes. He's what is the intellectual? That is the worst gimmick.
That's it. Maybe could you make a T-shirt of Stephen Fishback?
No.
Maybe he would like it. The intellectual.
No. No.
Well, think about it.
Will it just say the intellectual on it? Not nothing else?
Yes.
I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
And it's like, and it could be like,
sure.
His face.
Write this down. Brassy barbecue, brass all the week, and the intellectual. No. People don't like the pictures, I don't think.
You don't say. People don't like it.
Yeah.
People don't like it when you take a picture of their face and put it on a T-shirt and then sell it and then don't give them any money. They don't like that?
Well, no, I give money. Like, all you have to do is ask me. I'll give you money.
Oh.
Yeah, which got on the Ben shirt, all the proceeds go to whatever his warrior charity thing is. I haven't sold one, but all the money for that goes there.
He's here in Reno. I was talking to him late last night about that. He was gonna come down here and storm the podcast and talk to you about this.
Okay. Yeah. No. We had a private conversation. I told him I was like, you know, I hate to tell you. I mean, I'm more than happy to show you my numbers, but I'm like, I haven't sold a single bit. I mean, because by the time the shirt came out was after the season, and most of the people that listened to the podcast and stuff, they were anti Ben because of possible production manipulation.
Okay.
But I did tell him. I'm just like, hey, if I do sell one going forward,
I will pass along the message.
Well, he already knows it. We chatted. So, and then
why not a coach T-shirt? I feel like that coach would like that.
I don't know. He didn't. I mean, like, you know, like Russell Russell's just like, if you sell a bunch of them, give me some money. And I'm just like, okay, well, I sold one. So, and I mean, I get like $8. Mm-hmm. That's all I get.
Yeah.
So, which I sold an Ashley shirt, 100% of the profit proceeds go to her. So I was, I sold one Ashley t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, I need your PayPal information.
The Ashley, it was a picture of Ashley and it said Island Diva.
Correct. And it was for her half marathon that she was running for the Human Needs Org, yeah, or Human Org or something.
And that was like a commonly used expression on the show talking about Ashley, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was. I thought they said that a lot on the show.
Okay, sure. I don't know. So, but she agreed. She was like, hey, if I was like, hey, do you want me to do a shirt? We do all the proceeds charity. She was like, yes. And I was like, will you also call if someone wears a shirt? She said, yes. So she has yet to give me her PayPal information for the $8 from the one shirt she sold. Okay. And she has yet to call the person that ordered the shirt.
Oh, she has to do the phone. So you're outsourcing the phone calls. I was going to say, you could make a t-shirt about me, but don't start selling phone calls with me.
Well, no, she agreed to, since it was a charity thing.
Ah, okay.
Ben did not, but I told him he could still have the money. Mm-hmm. And then who else? Like Vince Russo, I used his face on one. He's just like, he goes, if you sell a million, I want to cut.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get out of the t-shirt stuff. Now we're gonna, okay. now we're really in the ditch with the t-shirts.
So I'm asking you. All right. So for the Barassi barbecue, do I have to give a cut to you or Barassi?
Well, why me? Because I talked about it on my podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're not affiliated with him in any way, but I feel like, you know.
I mean, I'm going to see if we can get him on the network. We're going to offer him a spot on the Rehap Ups.
On the Realm Network. Oh, you have your own Realm Network.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, okay. You and I will discuss a split on that. And so I do have a question for you. What are you doing the tweet? You said there's only one tweet that you regret. Or you would discuss it on another podcast. Was that the never go full scooping? Was that the tweet you regret?
So what did I say? I said that there's only one tweet I ever made that I regret.
Or you mentioned a tweet that you regret tweeting.
Yeah, I don't. That you have to refresh my memory.
There was like a it might have been you on the Wiggle Room or whatever.
Yes.
On the preview, it says, you know, and Rob discusses a tweet that he regrets.
Yeah, I think that was a joke. I think that was it was a long setup for a joke that didn't work that great.
Okay, so because my official guess was because the never go full scooping.
No, the tweet was fine. The tweet was good. It was a good tweet.
Do you have no regrets on the never go full scooping tweet?
Not yet. No.
Okay. I have sold some of those.
I don't know why anybody is wearing a Mike Scoopin t-shirt around.
How simple is it that I refer to Jonathan as Simple Jack, and then you said never go full scooping, and that's a t-shirt?
Because one is offensive to a nice person.
Okay.
One of those two statements. What's more likely to show up on Ghost Island, Rupert's skirt or the Morgan Tribe's underwear from the first challenge?
Ooh, you can see their wieners.
Yes. Yes.
Ugh, she is the worst. Rupert's skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. People kept asking me at the beginning. They're like, you know, what fair play thing is going to be? I'm like, nothing. I didn't make a mistake.
You don't have any objects or anything. Maybe you have a tooth.
Johnny C?
That Danny Bonaducci knocked out will be on Ghost Island.
Yeah.
Yes. No. No. Yeah. Yeah. Are you happy that Bradley was able to return to the beach with better sand? That's from Alex Phillips.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because did you see the Bradley shirt that I have?
Yes, it's Bradley. What does it say? Bradley likes to complain about this shirt or something like that?
No. It says there are so many problems with the shirt. Because if Bradley were to describe, he would be like, oh, there's so many problems with the shirt.
Because it's an amazing shirt and nobody in their right mind should complain about it, right? That's the joke.
Right? And it's got Bradley on it, which makes it that much better.
It's a picture with Bradley's face on it. Why would anybody complain about it?
Yeah, I thought it was
great
kind of
shirt.
Yeah.
So,
are you going to order one? When am I calling you, Rob? What's your availability?
Let's see.
I feel like I'm gonna sell a lot of shirts after this podcast.
I hope so. Look, I want you to be fruitful and have a thriving, even more thriving t-shirt business.
Oh, thank you, Robsy.
And that you would be the great beneficiary of.
Yeah, are we doing a 50-50 split on this Barassa barbecue?
Yeah, you keep all the money.
You don't want it?
Yeah. I got my own stuff. You keep all the t-shirt money.
Okay. But you fully endorse it.
Look, if people want to buy Barassi merchandise through you, then you go via con Dios.
This is only going to escalate my podcast.
Mazel tov with that. Yes. Good.
All right.
Good. John Tinkham wants to know, do you think that the Outcast twist will ever happen again on Survivor, or does it belong on production's version of Ghost Island? Overall, do you find that the twist was beneficiary to your game, or do you find that it reconnected you with Burton, or detrimental in that Lil was brought back into the game? All right. Well, just talk to me about the Outcast, because do you feel like the Outcast was a horror that Survivor inflicted? Because I never really thought that it was. But then when Andrew came back to Survivor in Second Chances, I started to see that talking point more.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, like, when they came out, when we saw that third mat and they came out, like, Rupert and Sean were furious.
That was third tribe.
Yeah, and they were like, they're like, they don't deserve to be here. We voted them out. This is just furious. And this is just, I can hear, you know, directly behind me. And I'm sure a similar conversation was probably happening with Rhino, OT, and Andrew Savage. I'm sitting there, once again, the moves I make, the things I say and all that, like, you know, I'm trying to make the most entertaining season of Survivor that I can personally make. And if you see me, I'm grinning from ear to ear, because I'm just like, this is going to be amazing television.
Yeah.
So that was my stance then, and I stand by it. I thought it was amazing television. I thought it was one of the first great twists in the history of the show.
Yeah. No, I never had an issue with it. I thought it was fine. And, you know, I'm not, especially the way that it was done, in that they brought back people in the pre-merge. I think that even with Redemption Island, if they did Redemption Island on the next season and they said, okay, but we're going to do it and we'll bring one person back at the merge, I think that that's fine too. It's like when you bring people back and it's like, okay, now it's like they were gone the whole game and now they're back at the final five. I think that's problematic.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fine. And Burton, when he came back, like, you know, I think I might have mentioned this on this podcast before, and if so, I apologize. But, like, you know, he came back in the middle of the night and he was like, it's Burton. Where's my spot? And I was like, right here. And, you know, it's right beside the snake that voted me out. And then the next day we talked, and he was just like, why did you vote me out? And I was just like, dude, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm playing an evil game and you're not evil. And he was like, Burton Roberts, nice to meet you. And I'm like, well, let's do this. And you know, and Burton played he still maintained that All-American edit, but he played an evil game alongside me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't think it's so evil in that, you know, I think alliance-wise, you know, neither one of us we played an honest game between ourselves. And I think there is something admirable to that. So, but I think he explained that when he was gone, he continued to lose weight there. They gave them one cup of rice each a day, and they gave them, I think, like one apple a day or maybe a mango or something. And he was allowed – they gave him a Hawaiian sling. He was allowed to continue to fish, but every time he attempted to go fish, Lil and Skinny Ryan were like, – teach us how to swim so that we if the challenge is a swimming challenge, we'll be better so we can win. And he was just – he said it was the worst. He said he was a camp counselor for a very special group.
Yes. Okay. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Johnny Fairplay, we got into so many great things. Mo Saunders wants to know, is Johnny still BFFs with Thunder D? What's going on with Thunder D? He's back on Facebook now, right?
I don't know. I have not.
Oh, you deleted your Facebook.
No, oh, okay. I have him blocked on all social media.
Oh no, you're not fight. You're not friends anymore.
No.
Why? What happened?
He was.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid to. So no, he was posting, like, whenever I would post pictures of church and stuff, he would post like anti-Christian comments in the comments. And like, you know, my church was tagged, you know, in the pictures and stuff. So, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, can you limit your anti-Christian
rant? And this isn't
rant?
Like a, okay, this is like, you got us again. This is like, this is serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So you found religion, and it's very important to you.
I was baptized last Easter, and my daughter is being dedicated this Easter. My girlfriend's mom and dad, brother and sister-in-law, they're coming in from Michigan and Cleveland. So no, I take my Christianity very seriously.
Right, and you guys were friends as younger men, and you didn't take that kind of stuff seriously. And now this
we talked every single day up until like 3 months ago.
Yeah,
every single day we talked.
Okay, and then because this has been something that has divided you two, and that I had no idea.
Yeah, no, he calls me Johnny Fraud Play or something. So no, he hates Christians and hates anyone that believes in Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he thinks you're an ignorant person, and I, you know, my thing is, I've never, you know, like you know, the local magazine here did a story, you know, the new and improved Johnny Fairplay or something, like, you know, I quit drinking, I quit smoking, you know, I run, I go to church, I go to Bible study, I do community service, I do all these things as a personal thing, just to be the best Johnny Fairplay I can be. That's a personal decision. And people ask me, they're just like, hey, if, you know, and I was going to see a psychologist, and they're just like, hey, you know, if I do this, and I'm just like, I have no clue. And I'm not advocating for anyone to do any of this stuff. That's not why I didn't do this to become a hero or to become, you know, an influencer. You know, if you choose to and it works, I'm very happy for you. But that's not, I mean, like, you know, for me, it worked, and I will, you know, say that. But I'm not telling anyone to stop drinking. I'm not telling anyone to stop smoking. Well, you should stop smoking. That's just stupid. So, but I'm not telling anyone to follow Jesus if that's not what your heart and what your mind tells you to do. So, like, I never told Thunder D, you know, hey, we can't be friends if you don't believe in Jesus, or hey, you know, let me, you know, have you heard the good news? I'm not that. That's not me.
Right.
So like, you know, it's just like, if you don't like the religious aspect of my life, ignore it. If you don't talk about it, I'm not going to talk about it with you. Because I know, you know, I'm familiar with Bible thumpers that, you know, make it so you don't like religion.
That's not you.
By any stretch. I go to church and I leave thinking positive, and I try to think of the positive things that I can do through Jesus.
Yeah.
So and I can imagine people just hearing me say that sentence and going, ugh, that's fine if that's how you think.
But it works for you.
That's it, and nothing further.
Yeah.
And no, he limited his negative Christianity post on my Facebook. But I mean, every day I was getting texts in this group text, you know, talking about how, you know, you're stupid if you believe in God and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know, I'm like, I don't want to receive these.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, like, you know, I asked you not to post them on my Facebook wall. I'm just like, you know, if there's something funny, you know, that you know, there's a stretch that, but, you know, just
you can
just
take
negative.
A joke. Right.
Yes. I'm the same, but like Ellen said, listen to Survival Affairs for 35 minutes. I'm going to say some crude, horrible things. I pooped myself the other week. I talk about it in great detail. Okay? I'm the same old guy. However, you know, like, for me, Jesus works in my life. And that's it. And, you know, like, I feel that I've said more than I wanted to say. So, not that I'm ashamed of my Christianity.
Right,
anyway.
Right. You weren't even ashamed when you pooped yourself.
No. But I'm not here to convert you. So during this conversation, have I asked you what your belief system is?
No.
Do I care? No.
Yeah. I really think it's wonderful that you found something, whatever it is, whatever religion it is, whatever works for you to get right. Then, you know, I'm all for it. And, you know, that's sad that you guys
– You had money on me dying.
I did. I picked you in a death pool.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think I. I was never in a death pool for money. I don't.
You might not have literally put money down, yeah. But if you had to put dollars to donuts, I think I would have been your top 10.
It depends when we were drafting.
Yeah.
Like, is it 2006?
Sure.
Yeah. So
2006, I'm top three.
Easy. You're top one.
2006. 2006, I'm with Dalian.
Yeah, it's not like oh, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, pick your order. No, there's only you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's Mel Kiper had to go look up his death pool from 2006. It was Johnny Fairplay number one, Big Gap, and then anybody else.
Yeah.
So, no, but in all seriousness, that's very sad. I think one day you guys will patch this up, but no.
I don't think so, because like I was in this group chat and I said I have him blocked all social media. I even have his number blocked, and there's this one group thread that I've asked everyone in the group. I'm just like, hey. Do a thread with him and do a thread with me separately, because I keep getting alerts and it says, Thunder D laughed at this, blah, blah, blah. And so I was just like, you know what? Let's just see if this is, I blocked him maybe probably 4 months ago now. So like a month ago, I unblocked him and he didn't know that I unblocked him. I just unblocked him. Literally 3 minutes later, it was an anti-Christianity post and something Johnny Fraud Play or something. And I'm just like, so I replied and I said some of the meanest, cruelest things I could, because I meant it. I think he is a horrible person. So for anyone to say just hateful things just because you love Jesus, like why? What do you gain from that?
Maybe he's trying to get your attention. Maybe he's he's trying to reach out to
he
you.
Got it. Yeah, he's off the list.
Yeah, well, I don't want to
No, it's fine. I'm cool with it. But people ask me about Thunder D, and I'm not gonna. There's only so many characters on Twitter. So here you go. This is it.
So okay. Well, that's a sad story, and I hope that I don't know him well, but he seems like he's a funny guy, and I hope that you guys can fix that.
Well, his wife had reached out like when this first started, and she was just like, you have to understand that he doesn't understand this.
Yeah.
This is a lot. And I'm just like, that's fine and dandy, but I'm not pushing anything on him.
Yeah.
As I said, like if any of this bothers him, just don't reference it.
Right.
So, it's not like, hey, Thunder D, in order for us to continue to be friends, I need you to stop being a heathen and go to church. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just don't mock what I believe, what's working for me.
Well, it's not even worth work. It's I believe in Jesus. It's a little more than like what's working. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Johnny Fairplay, we talked about it all today, t-shirts, social media, and everything down to this.
I didn't get a how much.
Mike Bloom tweeted how much?
$3.50. No, $300.
Okay, do I get a phone call after?
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
A t-shirt.
Dude. I don't own the t-shirts, Rob.
Yeah. Look, can I give you some advice?
Sure.
That the t-shirt should be you. If people want to wear a t-shirt that if they like what you're doing, the t-shirt should be about you.
Just Johnny Fairplay shirts. I mean, that is my number one selling shirt by a lot.
Yeah, because it makes sense. Because somebody, if somebody likes you, they don't want a t-shirt with Bradley's face on it. They like you. They want to see you. Why don't you put a shirt with the things that you say on the shirts?
Well, what all do I say?
How much?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah. Jesus is my homie.
No.
Not that one.
I told you. I wanted to do the Johnny 316, and they won't let me.
Who won't let you?
All right, so I sell my t-shirts through the wrestling t-shirt place.
Okay, that's infringement on Stone Cold.
They have a contract with Stone Cold.
Well, he's on my podcast network, so I'm Team Stone Cold on that side, on that debate.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to. Listen here, Thunder D. And then the She Died Dude, I wanted to do it in the Roddy Piper font, and they said no because
then Thunder D might sue you then.
The She Died Dude?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that might be the next courtroom case.
Well, I have the Hulkamania font for the She Died Dude. So, and they're cool with that. Okay. They don't have a problem with that.
All right. So Johnny Fairplay, how do people find your podcast right now? I know it's in transition. Will you change names at the end of the season, or will you do it mid-season?
The power of the vote. You go to my Twitter at Johnny Fairplay and vote there. It's the poll's running for a week. I already bought the domains for any of them. So you can go to survivalthefairs.com, you can go to survivornsfw.com, or you can go to survivorafterhours.com, and they'll all take you to my podcast.
Okay, so all roads point to Survival of the Fairest. The shortest podcast going. Is that can you make that claim to fame?
Survivor? I like to refer to it as the only 100% R-rated Survivor podcast.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
I don't know.
What's another R-rated Survivor?
I haven't listened to them all.
Well, I mean,
Barassi gets like, pretty salty. I think in hour five, I think especially.
Well, you got to use the salt on the sea bass. It's the only, you use rock salt. You grill it on the cedar plank. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Little molasses. To die.
Yeah. What about the Survivor Quickie?
But no. I'm not. I mean, like,
you're not open to more names.
No. The fact that I'm under like 40 minutes typically, I think is a bonus. But I think what I really, I mean, I think the well, I mean that is conversely different than yours. But I think the alternative that I bring to you, a supplement. I don't really feel that I'm an alternative. I'm a supplement to yours. Mm-hmm. You listen to yours, you go to mine. It's vulgar.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. If that's what people are looking for. Boom.
I'm the vulgar alternative.
Okay. So there you go.
I don't know. Have you listened to it?
I've listened to it. I was on it.
Yeah. I mean, well, did you listen to any that you weren't on?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And do you feel that's the vulgar alternative to or the vulgar compliment to Rob Has a Podcast?
I don't think it's that raunchy. I mean, I'm not trying to do like a no sell or anything, but it's not like, you know, every other word is the F word.
There's a lot of F words.
Yeah, but it's...
Because I try to listen with my daughter, and like we usually make it like 45 seconds in, and then tap out.
So, all right. Well, check that out. Follow Johnny Fairplay.
What's our hashtag?
We're not done yet. Oh, okay. Follow Johnny Fairplay on Twitter. He's at Johnny Fairplay. What do you want to make the hashtag?
Oh, well, hold on. Follow at Johnny Fairplay on Twitter and Instagram. I need 10,000 followers on Instagram so I can post a link like Mike Barassi does on the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, why, how many followers do you have right now?
4,000.
Only 4,000.
Well, because I block so many because of stupid Instagram.
You block thousands of people?
I have literally blocked thousands of people.
Yes.
Should I unblock them?
I mean, yeah, if you need the followers.
I need 10,000.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so, you know, it's right, so that. Well, let me know if you want to talk more about what that's like at some point.
What it's like to have 10,000 extra followers. Yeah. Okay. What, I mean, do you have?
It's not important. It's not important.
Do you have a blue check?
That on Twitter.
Yeah, I do too. Not on Instagram. Yeah. What about? Are you on Vero yet?
Vero?
Yeah, Vero.
No.
Yeah, it's like the new Instagram. It's awesome. It's really slick looking. Yeah.
What do you own stock in that?
No, but I'm we're in negotiations for my blue check.
Yes, okay.
I'll pass.
Well, what's it called? Vero, V E R O.
V E R O. Yeah, it's a new app.
Vero. It's an app. Okay. I went to Vero.com and it's a picture of lawn furniture.
No.
Two chairs on a beach.
Oh, okay. It's an app. Stop it.
All right.
So, also on social media, please follow at Survivor NSFW.
Yes, and what will you? What will people see if they follow Survivor NSFW?
That's just the podcast Twitter account.
Yes. Do you think people will be disappointed when they go to Survivor NSFW and it's just an audio podcast?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, if I was Googling Survivor NSFW and it was like two dudes talking, I think I might be disappointed.
It's the podcast that you start with your pants around your ankles, but quickly pull them up. Hey, how's that for a catchphrase? See, it's a little wordy.
It's wordy. Okay. All right. What do you want the hashtag to be?
Hashtag golden lovers?
No. Pass.
I'm really making a hard sell for us to become the golden lovers.
Yeah. How about hashtag ask us about your t-shirts?
Oh, that's so wordy.
It's a little wordy.
No. Hashtag let's talk about your t-shirts. I like that. That is a horrible hashtag.
Let's talk about your t-shirts, and that's the official.
All right.
That's the official.
Ring the bell.
Yeah. Why don't you call your podcast T-Shirt Talk with Johnny Fairplay, and then people will be like, why do you talk so much about Survivor on this T-shirt
yeah,
podcast?
They would complain if you go to the Reddit, T-shirt Reddit. Oh my god, they're like, Johnny Fairplay, he's got this awesome t-shirt podcast.
I think the little alien on the t-shirt Reddit is you, I think. That's what that's supposed to be.
I do like the Reddit people. Yeah. they're mostly nice. And then you can pick your screen, and they have the one that looks like the old Survivor sucks. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Okay. Great job, Johnny Fairplay. Look, that I didn't think I had a, you know, 2+ hour podcast in me today, but you pulled it out of me.
I was praying you didn't.
So is your faith now shook after this, Johnny Fairplay?
No, I don't need to.
Unshakable. Unshakable faith.
Unshakable. I love Jesus. It's okay.
Okay. So, all right, Johnny Fairplay. Thank you. Anything else?
No. For t-shirts, go to johnnyfairplay.com. And for pins, I do have Johnny Fairplay jean jacket pins.
Pins?
There are four pins. Yeah, jean jacket pins.
Wait, hold on. I can't believe we're 2 hours in and you're just now telling us about the pins.
I know. I always forget about the pins. P-E-N-S?
Pens? Like I write with a pen?
No, P-I-N-S, pins. like jean jacket pins.
Jean jacket pin. What does it say on the pin? Is it a picture of Bradley's face?
No, it's a picture of me, because you said to me.
Yeah.
So they're 40% off. You can get it for $6, and that includes shipping and everything.
Yes. How about a Bradley pin? And then on the
my God, don't start with the Bradley pin.
No, but I'm trying to pitch you on a pin.
Okay.
So it's a Bradley pin, and
it's a little epic fail. I already know.
Yeah, and it says on the front, the other side of this is a prick too.
Ah, that's pretty good.
That's a pin joke.
Yeah, I know. I like it. So I'm not making any more. Like this is it on pins. So because I went.
Do I see the pins?
Fairplaypins.com. I invested heavy on this. This might have been a bad move.
Yeah, it's like that. To follow you, I need like my whole bookmark bar is Johnny Fairplay stuff. Could any one thing be on the same website as something else?
No. And everyone keeps saying
like the bento box of podcasting.
Yeah, people are like, you need to do a Patreon. So like people can support you by doing. I'm like, no, just buy a t-shirt or a pin that supports me. That's it.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Like, don't you think that's enough? I don't need to do another podcast.
It's enough.
Thank you.
It's enough.
Reddit, listen, Rob C. this man does 28 podcasts a week. He says one is fine. Buy the freaking t-shirt at johnnyfairplay.com.
I think also that don't go on Reddit and tell people to buy the t-shirt. Just tell people to buy the t-shirt on your stuff.
Okay, don't go on Reddit for that.
Yeah, don't tell them. Don't go other places to market stuff.
Okay, all right, this is good. I need it.
You could go on Reddit and say, hey, you listen to the podcast. And then when you get them to listen to the podcast, tell them to buy the pin.
They're in there.
They're
stuck.
Then you got them.
Okay. So are you going to get a Fairplay jean jacket pin? Do you have a jean jacket?
I know, I don't. So I need to get the jean jacket first.
Well, do any of your sons have a jean jacket?
No, not yet.
You don't have a jean jacket for your kid?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I live in Los Angeles.
You guys don't even have jackets. You don't have sweaters, do you?
No, I wear a lot of hooded sweatshirts.
Okay. I just got a new hooded sweatshirt the other day.
Yeah.
It says Polo.
I'm wearing whatever Mark Zuckerberg wore 8 years ago. So 8 years from now, I'll be wearing an orange jumpsuit.
That's a good look. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Oh, he's going to jail.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's a Facebook joke. Okay.
Yeah, I got. Order it again.
Nobody's listening anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
they stopped after 50 minutes.
They stopped probably, let's be fair, 10 minutes in. First time you talked about the t-shirt, 10 minutes in.
Probably.
This is like five people.
I knew I shouldn't. That's why I said, should I talk about the t-shirts?
Give a second hashtag for people that actually got to this part and didn't turn it off when we talked about the first hashtag.
Hashtag Fair Play Pens.
Fair Play Pens.
Yes.
Okay. P-E-N-S.
P-I-N-S. God.
What about pens? Have you thought about that?
Let's talk about your pens. Hashtag. I like putting hashtags at the end.
That's right. Then when people get to them, then they want to share with you that they no, I didn't turn it off. Okay. All right, Johnny Fairplay, for real now. Okay, we're gonna let you go. Go about the rest of your day, selling real estate, praying, spending time with your family, and all those things, and not podcasting.
Hey, this has been a lot of. I wonder. I mean, because I felt like we recreated some magic.
When
at the beginning? I felt like we did. Well, hold on. I felt like we did last season when I made my first appearance in a very long time, and I felt like we caught lightning in a bottle again today.
Yes, it was very fun. All the best to you, Johnny Fairplay.
All the best to you. Good luck at the tables.
Yes, I have had very little luck here with any gambling. So hopefully, I still have one more day here, and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Hey, maybe better luck with the ladies.
Okay. I've been very lucky in love, Johnny Fairplay. That's the one area that I've been very lucky in my life.
You have. My best to your significant other.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. And all the best to you and yours, Johnny Fairplay. Talk to you later, okay?
Thank you.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Johnny Fairplay. There's another one for the archives with Johnny Fairplay. If you enjoyed that, I mean, check out that search feature on robhasawebsite.com, and you can see everything that we've done with Johnny Fairplay going back 8 years now of shows with Johnny Fairplay, which are really all over the map in terms of things that we've talked about. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that one. I know it's a wild ride here. So this is going to be my last podcast talking about Survivor here in Reno. I'm actually going to be getting into the mix with this Big Brother Canada double eviction coming up here on Thursday. So I need to coordinate with Taryn exactly what my part that I'm going to be playing in the coverage of the double eviction live podcast, and then also exit interviews to come on that. So stay tuned if you are following the Big Brother Canada. Of course, if you are somebody who is listening this far into the podcast, then you are somebody who is a big listener of Rob Has a Podcast. If you want to get even more involved with RHAP, check out our new line of t-shirts. No, Patreon. That's what we like to do. And if you want to see more about what that's all about, all of the extra shows. Last week, I did a solid extra 5 hours of, or five, I shouldn't say extra, but I did 5 hours of podcasts that were for the patrons last week on Rob's Podcast, taking questions and answering calls and talking with everybody. So that's great fun. And plus the Facebook group and everything else that we have. If you want to become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, see what that's all about. Go to robhaswebsite.com/patron for more. Thanks so much for Scott St. Pierre putting this all together while I'm on the road, and hope it wasn't too much of a mess here with Johnny Fairplay. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.